Play-by-play of tonight's game is brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics. Now, here's KHAS Radio Sports Director Mike Will.
Had a very pleasant good morning. Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We've got the Class C2 State High School Football Championship for you here this morning as the Knights of Archbishop Bergen take on the Blue Hawks of Easting St. Cecilia. Both teams coming into the ball game today with a record of 12 wins and no losses. I'm Mike Will. I'll call a play-by-play for you this morning. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. And Jimmy, it's playoff football, playoff championship football. We expect a good one here this morning between the Knights of Archbishop Bergen and the Blue Hawks of Easting St. Cecilia.
Well, exactly, Mike, and it's playoff weather as well. Very chilly morning here. I believe temperature at game time going to be just under the freezing marks. It's going to be very cold as we look out the window here high atop Memorial Stadium. Everybody bundled up in from stocking hats to gloves to winter coats. Going to be very cold down on the field today, but it won't be very cold on the football field as this really shapes up to be a dandy of a football game. We see Bergen coming into the ball game after last week. They get their quarterback back in Riley Gross. He's thrown for 2,589 yards this season, 25 touchdowns, a very versatile quarterback. He likes to roll out of the pocket. This is going to be real similar to what we've seen in the Bayard game in the playoffs back at Duncan Field a couple of weeks ago. So St. Cecilia is going to have to defensively be on their toes today. Riley Gross is their key guy. They have had six different receivers catch at least two touchdowns this season. So it's going to be tough for St. Cecilia defensively to keep Gross maintained.
Ed Gross was a guy who was hampered by a hamstring injury earlier in the season. He's back to full strength. He threw for a playoff record 360-some-odd yards last week in their semifinal win over Aquinas to get here. So Hastings Saints is looking for their 26th consecutive win. Of course, they won the Class C1 state championship a year ago, went 13-0, looking to repeat that here in the 2010 and winning the C2 state championship here this morning. But the Knights, a team a very effective team throughout the year. They have beaten Hardington Cedar Catholic, also Humboldt Table Rock Steiner, also Elmwood Murdoch and Aquinas Catholic to get here this morning. Easting St. Cecilia, their playoff run with wins over Bayard, also Donovan Trumbull and Crofton. And then last week, beating North Platte St. Pat's, Jimmy, in a ball game we did out in North Platte, 21-14, the final score last week as the Hawks had to come up with a big defensive stand to beat the Irish in the semifinals.
Well, the defense has really come up big for St. Cecilia this season and, more importantly, in the playoffs. And that's one thing that last weekend, probably a little bit of a little lax defense as far as tackling goes. A lot of missed tackles for the St. Cecilia defense. We've seen that with the much smaller running backs for St. Pat's, but they were able to squirt through some holes and pick up some big yardage, and they nearly got down to where they had a chance to upend the Hawks out in North Platte, but they've made it down to Memorial Stadium. We're almost back from the TV timeout as we get ready to go here, but I think the Hawks defensively, Mike, really have to settle in. I look for a big, big game out of Matt Stirrup and Jordan Consbrook. The ends are going to have to put a lot of pressure on Riley Gross as we get ready to get underway here in C2 final action.
All right, Tanner Anderson is going to be the kickoff man for Bergen. He sends the ball down to Jackson at the 10-yard line, 15, 20, 25, 30, out to the 32, 33-yard line. That's where Hastings St. Cecilia will start, first down and 10 on their own 33. The Hawks moving from our right to our left here at Memorial Stadium this morning. That'll be from the south to the north. Temperature you mentioned just below freezing, much below freezing, 19 degrees here this morning. Winds out of the east-northeast at 4 miles per hour, not a cloud in the sky.
Yeah, just a beautiful morning here as we traveled up a lot of frost on the pumpkin, so to speak, as we get ready for football. Here is Phil Hamburger after that injury. He was a little banged up in that North Platte St. Pat's game late in the game. He will get the start here today. He's up under his center.
At the 33-yard line, handoff goes to Jackson. Jackson across the 35, 36, 37-yard line. So give him 4 yards in a play. Anderson into the stop. Tanner Anderson, the defensive back for Bergen. So St. Cecilia going with Hamburger at quarterback, 190 and a junior. Cody Jackson at running back, 165 and a senior. Devin Ellie will get the start at fullback, although we'll see a little bit of a Joel Groffel later on, too. Ellie is a 190 and a senior. Jordan Kongsbrook will be your tight end, 235 and a senior. Matt Kissinger, your split end, 170 and a junior. And Bryce Faber will be your slot back man. He'll be 185 and a senior. There's a handoff to the first man through the hole. That's going to be your fullback, and he's stacked up immediately at the 35-yard line. That was Ellie. Ellie is stopped, no gain in the play. Tackle is made in there by Austin Schmidt, number 58 for Bergen. He is their defensive lineman down there. He's got 28 tackles, 3 quarterback sacks coming into the football game here this morning. St. Cecilia now looking at third down and seven. Football is at their own 37-yard line. Hawks quickly in and out of the huddle here on their opening possession of the ball game, the Class C2 state championship for you today. As Hamburger is up under center, backs in the I formation. Hamburger play action pass, rolls to his left. Here comes the pressure. Hamburger is hit, and he gets rid of the football, but it's going to be incomplete. Just as Hamburger was going down, he gets rid of the football, trying to dump it off here to Devin Alley, the fullback. That would not have been enough for a first down, but good defensive pressure there by Bergen.
Yeah, a lot of pressure coming from the backside. They forced Hamburger over to the far sidelines right in front of the St. Cecilia bench and then dumps it off. Alley makes the reception, but then a big, big hit by Tanner Anderson, number eight, defensively there for Bergen. So three and out for St. Cecilia, and now the Hawks will be forced to punt back deep for Fremont Bergen. Josh Boggs, one of the leaders as well on offense.
All right, Kissinger will be your punter. He averages 36 yards per punt. Kissinger stands at his own 22-yard line. Boggs winning back there in single safety at his own 33. Good snap. Kissinger gets it away. Boggs backs up, grabs the ball at the 25-yard line. He gets it back to the 28, and down he goes. He is dumped on a play. That's Consbrook down there for Hastings St. Cecilia. On the special teams, he makes the stop. So Bergen will come out now. First down and 10. They'll start their opening drive here this morning at their own 28-yard line. And Riley Gross, I'm really anxious to see this kid, Jimmy. 5'10", a senior, 160-pounder. Like you mentioned a couple of minutes ago, he's thrown for 25 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, 2,589 yards. He has also rushed for 9 touchdowns and 234 yards for Bergen.
Yeah, he was that quarterback, a sophomore quarterback, back in 2008 when the Blue Hill Bobcats upended Bergen in the 2008 state championship. And he's grown a lot here for his head coach, Ron Beacom. As we get ready to go, they'll be in and out of the huddle very quick with this spread offense.
They're at the 28-yard line, and Riley's going to go right to work. He's going to throw the ball. He's got a man downfield down here in Hawk territory, and it's going to be incomplete at the 35-yard line. Threw really into triple coverage as they go to Tanner Anderson. He's the go-to man here. He's a good wide receiver for Bergen. As Gross goes long on the opening play for Fremont Bergen, but the Hawks back there defensively. Now, we have seen during the course of the playoffs some teams have been able to throw the ball a little bit against the St. Cecilia defense, and Gross, the quarterback for Bergen, test that defense right early in the first play.
Well, I'm sure Bergen wants to try to get into a shootout with St. Cecilia. They have been in one. You go back to the Bayard game, they were in a definite shootout there, a lot of yards. Now we got a double pass.
Yeah, they're going to throw it back to Gross as he got the ball at the 25, brings it to the 27. So they threw it out here to their running back. That was Boggs. He just kind of flares out of the backfield, though. They throw him the ball, and then they throw it back to the quarterback, Gross. But St. Cecilia right over there defensively, making the stop for the Blue Hawks, number 66, Nathan Soucy.
Yeah, good defensive play there. Everybody staying at home for St. Cecilia. Now we've got a real odd set coming here for Bergen.
Yeah, everybody's to the left side of the field, and Gross has got the ball. He's going to be tackled back here. He's going to be tackled by Stirrup of St. Cecilia. They had everybody lined up, Jimmy, with the exception of the center and the quarterback. Everybody was lined up clear to the far side. The center, the quarterback, was into the center of the field. They snapped the ball. Stirrup just goes through there and brings down the quarterback. I don't know what that play was all about.
But that was blown up there. Ron Beacom maybe ought to throw that play away. That was a bad, bad call for Bergen, a big, big loss, and a great play for the guy who will play here next year on this field, Matt Stirrup. A big, big play for him early in this ballgame.
It's fourth down and 20 as the ball is pushed back to the 18-yard line. Now the Hawks block the punt. The ball is running loose out here at the 20-yard line. It's picked up by Bergen. But it's going to be St. Cecilia's football. I think Sheehy was the guy to get in there for Hastings St. Cecilia. He gets the block, and the Blue Hawks get the first big break of the ball game. St. Cecilia with the ball here at the Bergen 25-yard line.
Well, you go back to that third down call. It was a questionable call for Ron Beacom as the Hawks did a great job. They sent a couple of people out there with the whole line, but then you leave that defensive front with a lot of speed. I think they were just testing to see how quick the Hawks defensively were. And right there, Ryan Sheehy, it shows the power. This is going to be a little more size on St. Cecilia. And right there, Ryan Sheehy busts right through the middle of the line, blocks the punt. The Hawks in great shape at the 25-yard line.
All right, here's Hamburger. He comes out now for St. Cecilia. He hands the ball away. Nope, he's going to fake it. He's got the ball around the right end at the 20-yard line down to the 18. So Hamburger fakes the ball up inside. That fullback trap that has been so effective. He pulls it out of the belly there of Devin Elliott and takes the ball around the right end. Nobody out there for Bergen, Jimmy, as Hamburger was wide open and took the ball all the way down to the 18-yard line. That is a pickup of 7 yards in the play by the quarterback for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger.
Well, and we've seen Hamburger play so good all year long coming in. We talked about it so much with Ostrander and him competing for the starting job, and then Ostrander going down with the knee injury. Hamburger's come in and done a great job. He could very well be over 2,000 yards passing and rushing here today in this ballgame.
Here's a handoff to Jackson. Jackson gets a yard as he angles off to the right side and runs into the Bergen defensive front there. In on the stop there for Archbishop Bergen. On the play was Tyler Maples into the ballgame now, a 5'10", 232-pound senior. That was a pickup of 1, maybe 2 yards in a play. St. Cecilia now looking at second down and about 2 yards to go. They've got the ball at the Bergen 17-yard line. We've got 7 minutes and 57 seconds to play here in the first quarter from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Gonsbrick, you're tied in, lined up to the right side of the formation. St. Cecilia will go with a Maryland I formation. 3 backs stacked up behind the quarterback now, Phil Hamburger. Man goes in motion, and Hamburger has got the ball. He rolls to his left. He's going to throw the ball. It's right into the fingertips of Gonsbrick, in and out of his hands at the 10. So he set the second man in that Maryland I in motion. That was Grauffel coming to the near side. In motion, and then Hamburger rolls to this near side. They go back to the center of the field where Gonsbrick could not hang on to the pass there. Now St. Cecilia looking at fourth down and 2 from the 17-yard line.
Good coverage by Bergen downfield. Matt Kissinger, kind of the go-to guy offensively for St. Cecilia as far as the receiving end of things go, was all covered up downfield. So just a good job by Bergen there. And we'll see Matt Kissinger in to attempt a field goal for the first points of the ballgame.
Yeah, this will be a 35-yard field goal attempt for Matt Kissinger. He's definitely got the leg. Ball is on the far side hash mark. No score between the Hawks and the Knights of Archbishop Bergen. Waiting for the snap. Ball is down. Kissinger is into the football. It's going to be long enough, and it's going to be through the uprights. It is good. So Matt Kissinger gets the Blue Hawks out on top here as St. Cecilia scores in their second possession of the ballgame. 7 minutes and 33 seconds to play in the first quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 3 and Archbishop Bergen nothing.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
Buy 3 Cooper tires and get the 4th tire free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy 3 Cooper CS4s, size 225, 60R16, and get the 4th tire free. Get the Cooper Discoverer ATR, size LT, 265, 75R16E. Buy 3, get the 4th tire free. The Cooper tires are priced to roll at CPI Mr. Tire. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. St. Cecilia out on top of Archbishop Bergen. You're listening to the Class C2 State High School football playoffs today on 1230 KHAS Hastings. Also on the ESPN Superstations at 1460 KXPN in Kearney, 1550 KICS in Hastings. Also online at hastingslink.com and ESPNSuperstation.com. St. Cecilia will kick off. Not a very good kickoff. It goes to the right side to the 35-yard line. It's returned by a short man out to the 37. I don't know if that was designed or what, but that was not a very good kick there. It goes to a short man as Matt Schleister, a 5'10", 155-pound junior, grabs the ball and brings it out here to about the 37-yard line.
No, you know it's not a good kick when the kicking tee goes all the way down to the 25-yard line. Bergen fielded the kickoff at about the 30, brought it out just past the 35, so not a very good kick by Kissinger as he got into that one a little heavy into the pig, and now Bergen with some pretty good field position here to start.
All right, Gross will stand in the shotgun formation. He'll be there most of the day, and now we got a penalty flag down. They blow this one dead, so Bergen not getting off to a real good start here in this football game this morning.
No, I'm sure not the start that Ron Beacom wanted his team to get off to. They had a three and out and kind of a strange formation and a strange play. And now on their next set of downs, they're hit right away with a penalty. It's going to cost them 5 yards. So it's going to bring up a first and 15 here. They'll move the ball back to the 32-yard line as St. Cecilia leads here early in this ballgame 3-0.
Yeah, St. Cecilia got a blocked punt on the first offensive possession for Bergen. St. Cecilia cashes in on a 35-yard field goal from Matt Kissinger. So the Hawks have the lead here, 7 minutes and 30 seconds to play. In quarter number one, it's a 3-0 ball game, and now they're having problems here setting the chains and the down marker on the far side. Now we're set to go as Riley Gross is in the shotgun again. He fakes the ball. Now he's going to hand the ball away. Coming on the sweep to the near side, 30-35 out to the 39-yard line. Running the ball there was a Christian Victor, the 206-pound, 5'9" senior. And on the stop for St. Cecilia was Blake Brouillette. So they bring that man in motion, Jimmy, just about every play. This time they hand it away to Victor. He got back the penalty yard, so it's now a second down and 10 situation as the ball is pushed out here to about the 37-yard line.
Yeah, now look at the set we got out there. Three down linemen, two wide receivers left, two wide receivers right, and three backs in the backfield with Gross.
Strange-looking offensive sets here to start the ball game. They swing the ball out to the far side, caught at the 35-yard line, slips a tackler, penalty flags down as he brings it across the 40, out to about the 41. They get the ball out there to Josh Boggs, but we may have a holding call outside there on Bergen.
Actually, yeah, that'll go on Bergen. Chase Bassett out there defensively got a block in the back from one of the Bergen linemen that was pulling out there to the left side, and Bassett was pushed down to the ground. The official there throws the flag. So, again, in a couple of plays, Bergen is penalized again, going to cost him.
Austin Schmidt, I think, is the guilty party for Bergen. So they're going to move this ball back. They had it up around the 40-yard line there, so this is going to cost them some yardage. Bergen going nowhere fast in the ball game so far. This will be a 10-yard penalty marched off against Bergen as they bring the ball back to the 30-yard line. And now the Knights will be looking at second down and about 17 yards to go. They are moving from the north to the south here at Memorial Stadium, left to right. St. Cecilia out on top of the score, 3-0.
Looks like we're going to have more of a traditional set here from Bergen. It's kind of been sandlot football here with the sets that they have posed against the St. Cecilia defense.
All right, Matt Jacobs, your center, snaps it back to Gross. He's under pressure. Sheehy was there, and now he's going to be decked and down. He goes back here at the 26. Sheehy was the first guy to get in there with the penetration, but Consbrook will bring him down. Also, a Nathan Soucy getting through there. So, basically, the entire defensive line, Jimmy, giving chase. And I think that's where this ball game is going to win. Saint Cecilia much more physical than what we have seen out of Bergen so far.
Well, you look at Bergen, only 27 guys on the Bergen roster. And there's a few of them over 200. About 230 is the biggest guy that they have on the Bergen roster. But I tell you what, Saint Cecilia, all year long, we have seen their physical ability up front. They have just got huge size. And that was the comment we heard from the Bergen radio staff. They said this is just a huge team. We have not seen a team this big all year.
Third down and 20 yards to go. Gross looks to get rid of it, and that ball is going to be thrown down to the near sideline. It's going to be caught down here inside the 50-yard line to the 48. A nice diving catch there by Josh Boggs for Bergen. St. Cecilia had a couple of defenders back there, but he goes up and makes the catch down here at the St. Cecilia 48. That was a big play for Bergen.
Big, big play. Brouillette just lost a contact to where Boggs was and let him get behind him. Bryce Faber, number 9, had to come over and make the tackle. But a big, big play. They needed, 17 yards for the first down. They got plenty. They got 23 on the game, so they get it over into Hawk territory for the first time. They spot it down at the 48-yard line.
All right, it's going to be the quarterback, Gross, in the shotgun again. He throws a little slant pattern. He's got it at the 45, down to the 40, down to the 39-yard line. Making the reception there for Bergen was at number 1, Jerry Doish. He'll play on both sides of the ball here this morning, 155-pound, 6-foot senior. Just a little slant pattern for the left side. We'll give him a pickup of 9 yards in the play. They move the ball down to the St. Cecilia 39-yard line, second down at a yard as the Knights are already up to the line of scrimmage. And here's the quarterback, Riley Gross, going to run the ball. He pulls it out of there. He's going to have the first down as he moves it down to the 36. Again, they bring that man in motion, and Gross just kind of holds on to the thing, Jimmy, until the last second. He'll make a decision depending on what the defense is reacting to. That time, Gross runs it himself and takes the ball out of the 36.
Well, and Gross is very dangerous in there. He can throw the ball. That's his forte, but he can also run it if he gets loose. And a great play fake as he takes it down the line. Now Gross picking up their picking up the pace of play here as they've got a nice drive mounted against the Hawk defense.
Now Riley Gross throws it out here again. Grabs the ball at the 35 down to the 30-yard line. Catch is made by Matt Schleister. And the tackle is made in there by the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks as Zach Stirrup comes over to make the stop. So just these quick little passes, much like we saw earlier in the playoffs, Jimmy, when the Bayard came to Duncan Field and gave St. Cecilia a test for a while.
Yeah, as I said, there's going to be a lot of receivers on that Bergen sideline going to see the football today. Schleister, he's a good one, 57 receptions, 880 yards on the season.
Here's Gross. He's going to throw the ball out there again. That's Victor with the ball. As a Victor gets loose across the 25 to the 20, down to the 15, down to the 13-yard line. Christian Victor grabs the ball out of the backfield and is swinging out there, so they're working both sides of the field there. And now Bergen is on the drive. They got a first down and 10 at the St. Cecilia 14-yard line.
Gain of 16. We talked about Boggs and Victor. They have combined for over 1,000 yards of rushing and receiving this season. And this is what Bergen does. They try to find the open holes in the defense, get it out into the clean grass, and that's what they've done so far. They got a great drive against the Hawk defense here inside the 15.
Riley Gross, he's got the ball again. He throws it this time. A little short pass is going to be knocked down right into the center of the field to go to Connor Hotovy. He's another wide receiver we'll hear a little bit of today. And the stop there, knocking the ball loose, was Joe Groffel, so an incomplete pass. And it's now second down, 10 yards to go. Bergen with their first threat of the ball game here to put some points on the scoreboard. We're down to 4 minutes and 7 seconds to play in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead here in the Class C2 state championship ball game. Riley Gross is your quarterback, stands in the gun. Now the official from the far side will come in, and they want to have a little conference here at the 14-yard line. A quick little conference. It's broken up, and now we're set to go again. Now they're going to have an offside call. Looks like Bergen came up to the line of scrimmage and lined up offside, so that'll cost him 5 yards. That's already the, third penalty of the ball game against Bergen, and we're still in the first quarter.
Yeah, it's really coming. Some untimely situations for Bergen. This one here, they had the ball inside the St. Cecilia 15-yard line. Kind of a strange, but the strange sets that they run, it's kind of tough to see who the guy was offsides over there, but somebody definitely across the line of scrimmage. It'll cost them 5, so they move the ball out to about the 19-and-a-half-yard line. That's where Bergen will have a second down. They'll call it 15, ball on the 19.
Wide receivers to the left and to the right. Nobody in the backfield as Gross wants to throw the football. He just throws it over here in the corner of the end zone. It's caught for the touchdown. And it's caught for the touchdown as they get the ball to Connor Hotovy. Somebody was beaten badly back there, Jimmy. It looked like Kissinger.
Now,
as Connor Hotovy makes the grab for the Bergen Knights, and they go out on top.
That was Phil Hamburger, surprisingly enough, lost all contact of where Hotovy was. He was the trailing defender over here for St. Cecilia. There was at least 6-7 yards between Hotovy and Hamburger. Kind of a strange deal. Don't know if they got caught up in the middle there. But also another wide receiver, Josh Boggs, was wide open over here at the 5-yard line. There wasn't a white jersey around him at all. But the Bergen Knights get on the board. Now we got a blocked extra point by St. Cecilia.
As of the PAT is blocked. After the first touchdown, looks like maybe Sheehy got in there for Hastings St. Cecilia to block the PAT. So the point after touchdown is no good, but the Bergen Knights are out on top. We got 3 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the first quarter. It's Archbishop Bergen 6, Hastings St. Cecilia 3.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Bergen has got the lead. St. Cecilia going to get the kickoff here back inside the 10-yard line. He brings it to the 15, to the 20. That is Kissinger running with the ball, and he's going to be popped down here at about the 22. But Kissinger trying to get away. He was popped down at the 22-yard line. Down there in coverage for Bergen is a Tyler Maple again, number 61. So the Hawks got a big break early in the ball game. They blocked a punt, got great field position, had to settle for a field goal. But that last drive there by Bergen, Jimmy, was nicely done.
Yeah, just a couple of rushing plays, everything else through the air. We see already the effectiveness of Riley Gross. He gets rid of the ball very quick. It's going to be tough for St. Cecilia to get in there and put a lot of pressure on him. The defensive backs are really going to have to suck up because there was two wide open receivers there. Hadavi was the one that caught the touchdown. So the Hawks now, they could be in a shootout here this afternoon.
Hamburger hands the ball away. That's going to be Groffel with the ball. Angles off to the right side, across the 25, out to the 30-yard line. Tackle is made by the guy who just made the touchdown reception, Connor Hadavi, who plays linebacker as well on defense for Bergen. A nice run up to about the 33, or actually the 30-yard line, where it's going to bring up a second down and three situation for the Hawks. We got 3 minutes and 12 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Bergen out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 6-3. Hamburger will send a wide receiver to the left side. That is Kissinger. Backs in the I formation. Hamburger looks over the defense, turns and hands the ball away. That's going to be a Groffel with the ball to the 30-yard line. Rather, that's Ellie. Ellie takes the ball to the 30-yard line. A pickup of only a yard and a play. Hamburger came out from under center. Jimmy, it looked like maybe somebody stepped on his foot or whatever. He went down as he stumbles out from under center.
Yeah, I think Tremel, his center, got pushed back just a little bit and stepped on his foot and fell down, and he was just lucky to get it off to Ellie. But, boy, Bergen's done a great job watching game film, cutting tape down. They watch the fullbacks. They have not been able to get out of the backfield for St. Cecilia. This is a big third down and short here for the Hawks.
Third down at about 2.5 yards to go. Hamburger wants to throw with it. He pumps once, looks out. Here comes the backside pressure. Hamburger gets rid of it down to the near sideline. The ball is going to be incomplete as they go to Kissinger. They had two guys back there. That was Anderson. And also back here for the Bergen Knights was Josh Boggs. Hamburger got drilled back here in the backfield as he gets rid of the football. Incomplete pass, and St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away.
Yeah, Hamburger just trying to throw it up for grabs. Again, a couple of defenders back for Bergen. A lot of contact, no flag down there. But again, Kissinger had a chance at the football. He got both hands on the ball. It falls to the turf. That would have been a big, big play for St. Cecilia. Now they got to turn the football over on downs as Kissinger will punt. He'll stand at about his own 16-yard line to get this punt away.
All right, Slicer dropping back deep, and also Josh Boggs. They will stand at the 40-yard line. Kissinger gets the ball away. It's going to come to the near side. Boggs will grab it there. He fumbles the football but covers it back up at the 38-yard line. So that's where Bergen will start, about the same spot they started the last scoring drive. Bergen is out on top here in the football game by a score of 6-3. And, Jimmy, the St. Cecilia offense has not done too much so far. Remember, they had to settle for a short field goal after just a short drive. This time they punted away.
Yeah, surprisingly enough, they like to take the football and pound it. They have not had any room up the middle. The fullbacks of Ellie and Groffel have not had any room to run. We have yet to hear anything from Cody Jackson. That's kind of a shocker already in the St. Cecilia offense. But you would think with the size of that front line of St. Cecilia, they would be able to pound the ball. They have not as of yet.
Jackson with just a couple of carries so far. Here's an inside handoff now for Bergen. They may have fumbled the football in there, and they did. That's the second turnover of the football game. St. Cecilia getting a blocked punt, and now a fumble recovery here. Jordan Consbrick gets in there for St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks have the football at the 38-yard line.
Well, and the Hawks now have to take advantage of these turnovers. Their offense is really sputtered at best, and right now Bergen turning the ball over a couple of times. Actually, the one was a blocked punt. But now the fumble, they give St. Cecilia a great field position. They'll spot it down at the 38-yard line of Bergen.
Yeah, the blocked punt won't go down as a turnover, but it might as well be. St. Cecilia with a second big break of the ball game here. Hamburger up under center. He's going to swing the ball out here. Kissinger had it, and he drops the ball. Kissinger had it in his hands, and he drops the ball. He covers it back up back here at the 43-yard line. Was that a lateral? That might have been a lateral, so Kissinger, wisely enough, falls on top of it there, Jimmy, but that's going to be a loss in the play as they swung it out here to a Kissinger. That was a backward pass, a lateral there, so a loss, actually, of about 4 yards in a play at second down and 14.
Kind of a surprise there now. A couple of times Kissinger has had his hands on the football, the one deep pass on the prior drive. That one there, that was an easy catch to make, but maybe playing here in the big house, it's tough for Kissinger to get his hands on the football and bring it in.
There's another handoff. They're going to give the ball to Ellie, and the Bergen Knights waiting for him right there. Boy, two or three green shirts will bring him down. Tanner Anderson was the first guy to get there. Also, Connor Hottaby again, number 22. So the bread and butter play that St. Cecilia has used so much here in the playoffs that we have seen, that little fullback trap not working here this morning.
Well, it's really not. We talked about it on this prior drive. St. Cecilia with a much bigger line. There is getting to be a lot of green jerseys in the backfield for St. Cecilia. That has got to be a concern for the St. Cecilia sidelines. Usually this has been a line that has controlled the line of scrimmage so far. The Bergen Knights have done a great job. Now St. Cecilia faced with a third down, third and 13, the ball on the 41.
Hamburger up under center. He turns and hands the ball away. That's Ellie with the ball to the 40-yard line. The ball pops loose. The ball is loose down there at the 41, and Bergen has it. Ellie fumbles the football away, and coming out of the stack there for Bergen is number one, Jerry Dolish. Dolish, the 6-foot, 155-pounder, comes up with the football, and now St. Cecilia with an injury. The Hawks have a player down here at the 39, and that's going to be the ball carrier, Devin Ellie. So Devin Ellie, the fullback, is down for St. Cecilia at the 39-yard line.
Ellie took a big, big shot from Tanner Anderson as he came in from his defensive back position and put a heck of a hit on Ellie, popped the ball loose, and more importantly, down flat on his back at about the 38-yard line is Ellie. A lot of staff out there taking a look at him.
Jerry Dolish, again, is the guy who came up with a loose ball there for Bergen. So we're going to have, nope, we're going to keep it right here as Ellie is back to his feet, and he'll come off the field here at Memorial Stadium. High school football coming your way today on 1230 KHAS Hastings, 1550 KICS Hastings, 1460 KXPN in Kearney, and also online at www.hastingslink.com and at www.espnsuperstation.com. So lots of folks joining us here today, Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the Class C2 State Football Championship.
Very nice, my friend. That takes a lot to remember the alphabet like that.
First down and 10 yards to go. Bergen with the ball. We've seen, what, a couple of turnovers already, one on each team, a blocked punt here in this first quarter. It's a 6-3 ball game. Bergen is out on top, and now this high-powered offense comes out again. Here's Riley Gross. He's got the ball on the snap. As he throws it, it's going to be caught out here. Schleister has got it at the 45 to the 50. Inside Blue Hawk territory, down to the 46-yard line. Matt Schleister, he is the leading receiver, Jimmy, for Bergen. 57 catches, 880 yards, and 7 touchdowns. And right now, this Bergen offense chewing up the St. Cecilia defense.
They are, and over on the far sidelines, Jerry Dolish wide open down at the 30-yard line as their quarterback, Gross, was forced to the right side, wasn't able to get his feet planted and send it to him. But right now, you watch this secondary right now for St. Cecilia. They are running around like chickens with their head cut off. They don't know where any of the Bergen receivers are. They need to start finding them now because Bergen is on the move again.
Riley Gross has got the ball, backs up. Quick little throw out here. It's going to be caught again across the 40-yard line down to the St. Cecilia 38. That's Schleister. Tackle is made in there by Bryce Faber. Now, if you get the running game going for Bergen and they got this passing game, St. Cecilia is going to be playing on their heels. It's going to be turned into a guessing game defensively.
Well, it really is, and they are going to be in trouble. And St. Cecilia has not really been in trouble any game this whole season except for the one last week in North Platte. But right now they have got to be questioning a lot of things because Bergen, just with their passing game, has the Hawk defense on their heels.
All right, we got a measurement coming up here. And Gino, who's been dead on, I think he's 4-for-4 in the playoffs with some measurements that have come down to 2 or 3 inches. Gino says we're going to be about 2 inches short. This first down, and he misses his first one, as it's going to be about 2 inches good.
We must be too high for Gino today.
So it's going to be a first down for Bergen. Yeah, no complaints here that we're not high enough. We're 6 stories up at the Memorial Stadium press box here this morning, getting a great view of the Class C2 State High School Football Championship. Archbishop Bergen, a team that's been in the playoff 9 straight years. Like Jimmy mentioned during the pregame, they lost to Blue Hill in the state championship ball game back in 2008, facing Hastings St. Cecilia here in 2010. And the Knights have the lead over St. Cecilia 6-3 as the first quarter will come to an end. So the Blue Hawks will trail, I think, for the first time all season long after the first quarter. First quarter in the books here this morning from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We'll take a break with a score. Archbishop Bergen 6, Hastings St. Cecilia 3.
It's that time of year already. The holidays fast approaching and everyone down in the wallet and looking for practical gifts. Who wouldn't love food this Christmas? At Custom Pack, we have not only the items for your holiday feast, hams, turkeys, prime rib, seafood, but Custom Pack has many items that make great gifts for neighbors, friends, and family. Steaks, seasonings, pies, and gift cards make a great gift all year long. So make your list and check it twice and come to Custom Pack in Hastings.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Wild, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here. Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the Class C2 state championship for you today. St. Cecilia, Jimmy, has run 12 plays, 18 yards. Bergen has run 15 plays, 98 yards so far in this ballgame.
Well, you look at the Hawk offense. That is unlike a Carl Tesmer coach team. They have really struggled trying to run the football against this Bergen Knight defense. They have done a tremendous job with their rush defense. They've thrown a couple of times, but St. Cecilia right now on their heels as Bergen again has a nice drive going. Yet again, they're in the Hawk territory down to the 36-yard line.
It is 6-3 as we start the second quarter, so we'll switch things around, and now Bergen will be moving to the end zone to our left. That'll be the south end zone, or actually the north end zone here at Memorial Stadium. Gross wants to throw the ball. There's a little screen pass set up, and St. Cecilia reads that nicely. As the receiver is knocked down at the 35-yard line, Boggs was the receiver there for the Bergen Knights, and the tackle is made in there by Jace Jackson for the St. Cecilia defense.
Boy, and they had blockers out in front of Boggs. That was set up beautifully on the screen pass. Boggs with some tremendous speed. He's been a very versatile guy for Bergen all season long. He's rushed the ball for 867 yards on the season, but Jace Jackson busting through there, making a nice open field tackle. Now we got penalty flags down again.
Yeah, the snap came back to Riley Gross, and they immediately blow this one dead. This would have been a second down and nine situation. There was only a pickup of one in that last play, so it was second down and nine. Here's the indication. It's going to be an offside call against the Bergen Knights. The second time today, one on offense and now one on the defense, that they have whistled an offside call in the Knights.
Well, and again, they line guys all over the field. And evidently, there must be a slot receiver that's getting across the line of scrimmage. That play there, they are again, we're going to run that formation with three down linemen and spread wide receivers all over the field. Now head coach Ron Beacom going to go to more of a traditional set here as he awaits to send the call. And the officials are holding up play here momentarily.
Second down and 14 yards to go. The football is pushed back here at the 40-yard line of St. Cecilia. 6-3 the score. Bergen has got the lead. Riley Gross is your quarterback. He backs up. He's got time. He cranks up. He throws the ball to the far side, and it's going to be incomplete. It's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver out there for Gross was Hottaby again. Blake Brouillette was back there in coverage for St. Cecilia. He got his hands on it there for the Hawks. So now that's going to bring up a third down situation for Bergen. Third down and 14 yards to go. The ball is on the near side hash mark.
One thing about it, Mike, you look at the receivers that are the go-to guys, and there's a bunch of them out there, but really not a lot of height with the Bergen receivers, 5'10", 5'9", 5'11". And that matches up pretty well with our couple of our defensive backs that aren't very tall out there. Hamburger leads the way, being over 6'2" out there. But a good job there by Brouillette on defense. Going to be third down here, third and 14 for Bergen.
Riley Gross has got the ball. Quarterback draw this time, and he's going to be sacked. He did not get out of his own footsteps there. He was sacked on the play by Hastings St. Cecilia, and getting through there was Wallmeyer for the Blue Hawks.
Yeah,
so
also,
Joe Wallmeyer gets in there.
Also Nathan Susie busting through there. So finally this big defensive front gets through there as Riley Gross just tries to take a quarterback draw off the left side. And St. Cecilia in good position there defensively. Now we'll see Jackson go back deep. He'll be the lone return guy for the Hawks to receive this Bergen punt.
Tanner Anderson is your punter. He averages 37.5 yards per kick. The line of scrimmage is the 42-yard line of St. Cecilia, a high snap, and again they blow this baby dead. And maybe somebody was offsides again, or maybe somebody moved up front there for Bergen. And the official is again going to make the call. So Bergen's been hit by numerous penalties so far in this football game. This will be their fourth one, and it's going to be a call on Bergen.
Yeah, I think part of the left side of the Bergen line moved early there as the snap come back to the punter, Tanner Anderson. And that'll cost Bergen five more yards. Boy, they have been hit with penalties a lot here in this first half.
All right, Jace Jackson now will sneak up here to about the 15. Now he's going to backpedal a little bit as they wait for the snap and the punt from Tanner Anderson. We're in the second quarter, 10 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Bergen with a lead over Hastings St. Cecilia. It is 6-3. And here's the kick. It's not a very long one. In fact, it's shanked off the right side of his foot. St. Cecilia maybe even got a piece of that one as well. The first one was blocked. And that one rolls dead at about the 27-yard line. Dolish is down there to down the football for Bergen. I don't know if St. Cecilia got in there or what, Jimmy, but that was just a terrible punt there by Tanner Anderson.
Yeah, Tanner Anderson got a good snap, had all kinds of protection back there. We'll give him 22 on the punt, so St. Cecilia will get a pretty good field position. They'll bring it out to the 27-yard line. 9:57 left to go till half, but the Hawks trail 6-3. They need to get something going offensively. What did you say, 18 yards of total offense? Wow, that's not like a St. Cecilia offensive team this season. They have been dynamite.
Yeah, 12 plays and 18 yards so far for St. Cecilia. They had a short field to get their first field goal after a blocked punt. Here's a hamburger with the ball. He wants to throw it. He's going to roll to his right. He sets. He's going to launch the ball downfield. And he's got a man out there. It's going to be caught at the 30-yard line to the 25. Still on his feet to the 20. Down to the 17-yard line. That is Matt Kissinger hauling that ball in. A great pass thrown by Hamburger. Kissinger hauls it in and takes the ball down to the 17-yard line. That's a first down for the Hawks.
56-yard gain, and actually, if Hamburger would have put a little more underneath that, Kissinger had 5 yards plus on his defender back there. He had to wait for the football. He makes the reception. As we see it on the replay screen, he had to hold up a little bit, and then he makes the catch, was able to scamper on downfield a little bit farther inside the Bergen 20. So the first big play for St. Cecilia comes via the pass from Hamburger to Kissinger, and now the Hawks inside the red zone. They are looking for six.
That is the 29th reception of the season for Kissinger. Now Bergen wants to call a timeout. So Archbishop Bergen wants to call a timeout. We'll take a break. 9 minutes and 28 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, it's Archbishop Bergen 6, Hastings St. Cecilia 3.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality product, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
1230 KHAS.
I'm Jimmy Purcell and Gene Shaw back here high atop Memorial Stadium, the Class C2 State High School Football Championship for you today. There'll be two more games today. Pierce will take on Norfolk Catholic in the C1 final at 2:45 this afternoon. The Class B final tonight should be a good one, 7:15 starting time. It'll be Elkhorn taking on Crete. They'll have the rest of the ball games coming up today on the ESPN Superstations at 1550 KICS in Hastings and 1460 KXPN in Kearney. But a huge play for St. Cecilia. They've got the ball now. First down and 10 at the 18-yard line of Bergen. Trailing in the ball game by the score of 6-3. Hamburger up under center. Here's a toss sweep now to the right side. Cody Jackson with the ball. Cody at the 20. Cody at the 15-yard line. Down to the 10. Down to the 5. Still on his feet. Takes the ball down to the 2-yard line. Good hard run there by Jackson. Finally brought down on the play by the Knights. That's Gavin Schalberg to bring him down, a sophomore. But Cody Jackson, you were talking about him a couple of minutes ago. We have not seen a whole, that's only his third carry of the day.
Yeah, really just need to get Cody Jackson running, and great block and downfield. Matt Kissinger with a crackback block on a linebacker. I seen Wallmeyer down there getting a good block. Also Groffel getting a nice block, getting Cody Jackson inside the 5. They'll spot it down first and goal. Hawks at the 2-yard line of Bergen.
All right, Maryland I formation here. Hamburger looks at the defense, comes out from under center. He fumbles the ball, picks it back up, and then leans forward as he takes it down to about the 2 or 1 yard line. So Hamburger fumbles the ball coming out from under center again, picks it up, and wisely enough just leans forward there as he takes the ball down to, well, they're going to mark him as knee down at the 3. So a loss actually of 1 yard in the play. It's now second down and goal.
Yeah, Hamburger just not did get the snap from his center, Tremel, and that falls down the ground. Evidently his knee went down because it looked like he was going to get close to the goal line. So they'll bring her back here to the 3. Second goal from the 3.
All right, Hamburger's going to go straight ahead again. St. Cecilia used that big offensive line. Hamburger reaches out over the goal line. Did he get in?
The ball was over.
Yeah, the ball was over. Now they say, yeah, touchdown. Hamburger reaches over from about the 1-yard line. You can see that cleanly, Jimmy, as he was over the stack of the defenders and also the offensive line. He just reaches over there, gets it into the end zone for a touchdown, and Hamburger gets a 2-yard score there, and the Hawks go out on top.
First touchdown of the morning for St. Cecilia, and a great job. Just Hamburger off the left side of the line. Good blocking. They had a good surge, and then Phil just takes the ball, gets it across the goal line, so the Hawks now retake the lead. And we'll have a PAT coming here. Phil Hamburger holding for Matt Kissinger.
That's the 21st rushing touchdown of the season for Phil Hamburger. Hamburger now gets the ball down on the PAT. Here it comes from Kissinger. And it's going to sail out for the right side. It is no good. So Kissinger misses on the PAT. Is now 48 of 56 on PATs as he misses this one. So with 8 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 9. Archbishop Bergen, 6.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia football team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area athletes, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to their sport as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by your clinic at 207 South Burlington Avenue or give us a call at 402-462-8824. PTSR is open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, the people you know, the name you trust since 1992. Go Blue Hawks!
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings St. Cecilia now with a lead in the Class C2 State High School Football Championship. 8 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the second quarter. There's a good driving kick. It's going to bounce to the 5-yard line. It's going to go over the goal line and into the end zone. Watching that ball go into the end zone was Josh Boggs for Bergen. So now the Knights will come out at their own 20-yard line and work right to left here in the second quarter. St. Cecilia has reclaimed the lead after the 2-yard touchdown run from the quarterback, Phil Hamburg.
Well, and it was all set up on a nice pass and catch to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger making his first catch of the ball game, was able to get some big yardage downfield. Hawks yet to get the rushing attack going, but they were able to do it and set it up off the long pass. So we'll see what they have now as Riley Gross back in there for Bergen.
Stands in the gun. Gross fakes the ball, throws it here. A little comeback pass to the 20-yard line, 25 out to the 26. As they get the ball to Jerry Doish again. Doish takes the ball to the 26-yard line, a pickup of about 6 yards. Nothing real fancy here, just a little quick passes. And Doish is brought down at the 26-yard line.
We talked about defensively St. Cecilia with the ends, Consbrook and Stirrup, trying to get some pressure on Riley Gross. It is very tough. He stands in that shotgun and only has the ball for a couple of seconds. He is very good out there at getting the ball out to the flats to his receivers.
Now they hand the ball away to a Christian Victor in a little reverse play, 25-30. He's going to be knocked down maybe short of the 30-yard line, brought down between the 29 and the 30. It's going to be very close to a first down there. A tackle is made in there by Bruliette for St. Cecilia defensively. We'll see where they spot the football right here. They had to take the ball, of course, to the 30 for the first down after the touchback on the kickoff. It's going to be just shy of the 30, so it's going to bring up a third down situation here. Third down and about a half a yard to go for Bergen. They've got the ball with 7 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, Gross from the gun. He's got it, and he's going to pull it out of there. He's going to pick up the first down across the 30 to the 33. Tell you what, Boggs paid for that one, Jimmy. He waited until the last second to pull the ball out of Gross's stomach there, and he took the ball, the quarterback himself, around the right end. But Boggs paid for that, baby.
Yeah, Nathan Soucy in there from the left side of that D-line almost was able to bring down Boggs and Gross. And Gross just simply pulls that out. But, yeah, big, big hit on the running back Boggs there. But nonetheless, Bergen gets the first down here. First down out at the 33-yard line.
Here's that strange set again. They're going to run the football out of it, though. Running with the football across the 35 to the 40 out to the 41-yard line. Running the football there for Bergen was a Christian Victor. That's that spread set with two wide receivers to the right, two wide receivers to the left, the center, the two guards, the quarterback, and a couple of running backs there in the backfield. And they go to it again.
Yeah, it looks a lot like Sandlot football, but it's very effective for head coach Ron Beacom. As we said, he went to this set the spread set in 2007.
All right, here's a victory again. No, they're going to fake the ball. It's going to be the quarterback taking it right up the gut there, 40, 45, out to the 47-yard line. I can see where Riley Gross is really the playmaker for this offense. They fake the ball, and, boy, he's pulling that ball out at the last second, Jimmy. It's probably one of the better spread offenses we have seen, despite any class.
Well, it is, and he's really effective in there. He's a smart quarterback. He is an excellent passer. We talked about Bergen going to the spread set in 2007. Ron Beacom went to that because he got tired of getting beat up by the other teams in the Northeast, Creighton and Wakefield and the other likes up there in that Northeast part of the state. So he went the spread set, and, boy, it's been very effective as him. He's got his team in the state championship right now.
Riley Gross again faced the ball, and he's going to run it. He's not going to get far. He's going to be wrapped up and slammed to the turf at the 45-yard line. Pulls it out that time. Stirrup is there for St. Cecilia as he makes the play here for the Blue Hawks. Actually a loss in the play of a couple of yards. So Stirrup knocks down the quarterback, Riley Gross, a loss of two. It's now second down and 12.
One thing with Riley Gross, not hard to see from our high atop Memorial Stadium, he's the only one wearing gold shoes. Gold football shoes. Yep. I don't know that I've seen that. I've seen blue basketball shoes for St. Cecilia, but he's a very color coordinated. They look a lot like the Green Bay Packers other than the green helmets they're wearing here today.
Now they're going to swing the ball out here again. Boggs has got it. He grabs it at the 42, brings it across the 45, 46, 47-yard line. Short gain in the play. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks. That was a Wallmeyer again, who's in there for the Randy Aarons coach defense. So that's going to be a pickup of a couple of yards, but after the loss in the preceding play, it's going to bring up a third down and 10. Ball's on the near side hash mark. We're down to 4 minutes and 47 seconds to play. Here in the second quarter, 9-6. Hastings St. Cecilia's got the lead. Riley Gross, the quarterback in the gun. Wide receivers right and left. Gross has got the ball. He swings it in the center of the field. Slicer grabs it at the 45-yard line. Tries to break loose to the 44-43. That's going to be very close to a first down. Downfield again is going to be a Wallmeyer for St. Cecilia. Schleister brings it in, the junior wide receiver for Bergen. All depends on the spot of the football. Again, they had to take the ball down to the 42. He was stopped, Jimmy, at about the 44, and Schleister on the second effort got the ball down to about the 42-and-a-half, fourth down at about a half a yard to go.
Well, and again, Gross just so good on his feet, only 5'10", 160 pounds, but he's very elusive. He's able to get away from would-be tacklers, and he can buy himself extra time over that many receivers downfield. It is just very tough for a defense, and the Bergen Knights will go for it here, fourth and short.
All right, Gross is going to hand the ball away, trying to get outside. That's going to be Victor, and he's going to have the first down. Christian Victor got outside against the St. Cecilia defense, Jimmy. Picks up the first down as he crosses the 40, and he's into the Bergen bench over there at about the 38. So Ron Beacom rolls the dice here in this second quarter, picks up a first down and fourth down and less than a yard to go.
Well, and the Hawks had it spread out good. The only guy that had a chance to bring it down short of the sticks was Blake Brulette, and he was kind of run over by Victor over there on the right sidelines, and Victor able to get the necessary yardage. So they move it down to the 38, first and 10 here, Bergen.
Here's Riley Gross going to throw the ball to the far side, caught at the 39, across the 35 to the 30, and tripped up at the 29-yard line. Schleister again on the receiving end of that one as he is chopped down. But these quick little passes, St. Cecilia having problems with. Finally, Schleister is brought down into play by the linebacker, Joel Groffel. Another first down for the Knights.
Well, they just cannot get any penetration in there and get pressure on the quarterback, Gross. As we said, he just delivers that football so quick out into the flats. And reading the papers, you talked about Ron Beacom. Really, their offense is just set up and just trying to get it out in the clearing, out in the open, and let their receivers make the play. They are gifted with a lot of speed, and they are on the march again against the St. Cecilia defense. 3:25 left to go here till half.
Riley Gross, play action pass. Now he rolls right. Now he rolls back to his left. He sets. He's going to throw the ball into the end zone. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Slicer, the intended receiver. Kissinger was back there in coverage for the Blue Hawks. So Gross went to his right. Gross went to his left. He set, launches the ball into the end zone. It was incomplete.
And again, as we watch Gross try to buy time, only two down linemen are trying to put pressure on Riley Gross back there. Everybody else was back in pass coverage for St. Cecilia. So again, Gross doing a great job. He tries to deliver a deep shot downfield, but good protection back there for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger, the guy that knocks the ball down the turf, and now Gross waiting the call from his head coach.
Yeah, second down and 10 yards to go. This is another team that calls basically their plays at the line of scrimmage, everybody wearing wristbands on their left wrist. Gross has got the ball. He's going to run it this time. He's not going to get far. He runs right into the St. Cecilia defensive line there. as he takes the ball down to about the 27-yard line. We'll give him 1 yard on the play. The tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia. That's going to be Sheehy making the stop there for the Blue Hawks.
Yeah, I was going to say Ryan Sheehy again in there. He plays one of the right defensive linemen. He has had a, and we'll see him trot off the field here. Don't know if he's shaken up or just winded a little bit. He's had a tremendous half of football here for Carl Tesmer. We see him take a knee on the sidelines. I'll keep an eye on him.
All right, third down and 9.5 yards to go. Riley Gross with the ball. He throws it. It's going to be caught there across the 20 down to the 15-yard line and then stopped. Connor Hanavi making the reception there for Bergen as he takes the ball down to the 15-yard line. Should be another first down.
But again, Mike, just delivering the football right across the middle of the field. St. Cecilia's got defensive backs all over the football field. But again, Riley Gross with such great eyes and a good arm delivers just a short pass. And then their receivers do such a good job yard after completion of running downfield.
I think Bergen has so many wide receivers at St. Cecilia. Doesn't have a whole lot of guys to commit to stopping the rush. They can't get any pressure right now on Riley Gross because they've got to drop so many people to cover all the wide receivers. In fact, the backfield is empty right now. Gross is waiting for the snap. He backs up. He's going to throw it again. Caught at the 18-yard line. Schleister across the 15. Fighting, and takes the ball down to the 12. Schleister makes the reception, takes the ball down to the 12-yard line. As St. Cecilia will bring him down there. And a tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks defense. And making the stop for St. Cecilia was Ellie. Colin Ellie, number 55, making the stop on Schleister. So they take the ball down to the 12-yard line. We'll give them a pickup of 3 on the play. Second down and 7 yards to go. Plenty of time here. 1:41. Clock is running. The Knights are trailing the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia by a score of 9-6. Here in the second quarter, Gross sends a man in motion to the far side. They're going to swing the ball out here. It's going to be grabbed. Getting outside 15, down to the 10-yard line, down to the 5. We've got a penalty flag down. They swing the ball out here to Josh Boggs. But a penalty flag is down, and this is in the area of a hold here on Archbishop Bergen.
Yeah, this will be a guilty party. It'll be Jerry Dolish. He was a wide receiver over here on the left side, and he was trying to block for his running back and just got the back of a St. Cecilia jersey and brought him down to the ground. So this will nullify that nice gain for Bergen.
Yeah, Bergen had the ball down at about the 5.5-yard line here after the completed pass, so this is going to bring it back here. They'll march it off in the spot of the foul. And the penalty flag right now is resting at the 13-yard line. We're in the second quarter with a minute and 21 seconds to play. The Class C2 state championship ball game for you today. Hastings St. Cecilia is out on top by a score of 9-6. So march off the foul from the spot of the incident. And they will bring the ball all the way back here to the 23.
Well, you talked to Coach Carl Tesmer prior to the ball game. He was just hoping they were able to stop one facet of their offense, whether it be rushing or passing. Well, they haven't been able to stop the pass, and they really haven't needed to run the football a whole lot. Riley Gross has showed why he is such a dynamite quarterback for head coach Ron Beacom. He has really got the job done today.
Now Boggs, the one low setback, will go in motion to the right side. They throw the ball into the end zone, and that's going to be incomplete, and it's going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off on the deflection by Kissinger. They were trying to take the ball into the end zone to Connor Hanavi. It ricochets off of his hands, and standing right behind him was Kissinger of St. Cecilia, and the Blue Hawks intercept the ball in the end zone. It's a touchback, and St. Cecilia has it.
We'll have to watch the replay here. I think it went actually off of Blake Brulette's hands, then through the receiver. We'll see it coming right here. Yeah, that's the case. Actually, it went right off Blake Brulette's hands, right into the hands of Matt Kissinger. So a heads-up play by Kissinger, able to haul it in the end zone. They'll bring it out to the 20, and the Hawks defensively stopped Gross. They had a nice drive, but it's held up by an interception.
Now 1:06 to play in the second quarter. St. Cecilia's got the ball. Hamburger has got a 20-25. He gets into the open to the 30 and brought down to the 32-yard line. So Phil Hamburger is brought down on the play there by Boggs of Archbishop Bergen. Hamburger, who was a little banged up in the ball game against North Platte St. Pat's a week ago, practiced on a limited basis this week. In fact, did not throw the ball deep until yesterday, but he looks in good shape playing both ways here for the Hawks.
Tell you what, the deep size out in North Platte last week when Phil Hamburger was laying on the goal line, and then he came to the sidelines with that shoulder injury, but he looks good so far today.
Now St. Cecilia goes with that inside fullback trap there. It didn't get far as Joel Groffel carries the ball for St. Cecilia up to about the 35-yard line. A pickup of 2 or 3 yards on the play, and now St. Cecilia wants to call a timeout. We got 43 seconds to play in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 9, Archbishop Bergen 6.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Ecotrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 43 seconds to play. St. Cecilia got a field goal early in the ball game. Bergen comes back on a 9-play, 63-yard drive. They get a touchdown to go out on top 6-3. St. Cecilia counters here in the second quarter with a 2-yard touchdown run from Hamburger. We're sitting at 9-6 here in the Class C2 State High School Football Championship. St. Cecilia winning the title a year ago over Norfolk Catholic. They have won 25 games in a row, trying to wrap up their second straight state championship here this afternoon. So St. Cecilia's got it following the timeout. Hamburger under center. Handoff will angle off to the left side. That's a Faber carrying the ball, or rather Kissinger carrying the ball, I think. Nope, I was right the first time. Faber carrying the ball there for St. Cecilia. He gets a rare carry here to the 39-yard line. Bryce Faber is only his 10th carry of the season as he's lined up in the backfield.
Yeah, I was going to say, and again, Cody Jackson with one real nice run down on the prior scoring drive for St. Cecilia. Really has not seen the football a whole lot here today. Kind of surprising.
So St. Cecilia now looking at third down and a couple of yards to go. The ball just shy of the 40. Backs in the Maryland I formation now with Hamburger looking over the defense. Hands the ball away, and he's not going to get there as he's wrestled down at the 38-yard line. They go to the fullback there. That was Ellie, and he is wrestled down there by the Bergen Knights right at the 38. That was a nice play there.
Well, and again, St. Cecilia with trouble blocking up front against this little smaller defensive front for Fremont Bergen. A little bit quicker, and they're able to get right off the snap of the football. A deep penetration by Bergen there on that play.
Only 1 second to go. They call a timeout. So it's going to bring up a fourth down and four. Bergen wants to force St. Cecilia to a punt formation here. So we'll take a quick break with a score. St. Cecilia 9, Archbishop Bergen 6.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Baldwin Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Baldwin, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Baldwin Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
1230 KHAS.
Fourth down and four with a second to play. There's no need for St. Cecilia really to punt the ball as the Hamburger is up under center, and he's just going to go back and take a knee here, and that's what he's going to do. Drops a knee at the 35-yard line, and the quarter is over and the half is over. So no need to punt the football there. Maybe risk a block punch.
Well, you don't need to. Fremont Bergen had a lot of people up on that line of scrimmage. They only had one return guy back deep. But, yeah, there's no need to do that. 1 second left. Just take a knee. And the Hawks will go into the locker room here at halftime. They lead the Bergen Knights 9-6.
Boy, it's been a struggle for St. Cecilia rushing the football, moving the football. They do have a touchdown here in the ball game, but that was set up on a nice 50-yard-plus pass play. So St. Cecilia in a tussle here today in the Class C2 State High School Football Championship from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. We will take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 9, Archbishop Bergen 6.
Part of our community, part of your life, Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
Thanksgiving, that wonderful time of year when family and friends gather for feasting, fun, and giving thanks. This year, let Bob Sass Flowers help you enjoy the memories with a beautiful fall centerpiece, a fresh autumn arrangement, or a permanent fall centerpiece accented with decorative candles. And shop the oohs and ahs level for even more Thanksgiving and holiday gift ideas. Say it with flowers at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. And happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will, Gene Shaw, Jimmy Purcell back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The Class C2 State High School Football Championship for you today on 1230 KHAS and the ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS and 1460 KXPN. 9-6 the score here, Jimmy. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead, a touchdown and a field goal for the Blue Hawks. And so far for Bergen, they have got a touchdown and a missed extra point. Neither team has been able to hit a PAT here in the first half, but 9-6, good football game for the Class C2 State Championship today.
Well, with both teams coming in, St. Cecilia averaging 40 points a football game and Bergen averaging 34 points. You thought that maybe it might be a high-scoring game, but it had the potential of being a little bit of a defensive struggle. We have seen Bergen on paper have really been able to hold offenses in check as they've only been giving up 7.8 points per game. The Hawks, by the way, defensively 6.8, so there is that potential. But right now, I would think Randy Aaron's in that St. Cecilia locker room has a lot of chalk dust blazing because his defense has been on their heels. The secondary has definitely been tested today by Riley Gross. He has been able to throw the football all over the field. Really has only gone down deep a couple of times, and he's made the completions, won the touchdown catch for Bergen, but boy, he's just so quick in getting that football delivered out. He just relies on his receivers to get out into the open and do the damage, and they really have. They put some nice drives together against St. Cecilia defensively.
We'll get you the first half stats coming up here in just a couple of minutes. We are at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Archbishop Bergen at halftime. St. Cecilia 9, Bergen 6. We'll have more after this.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
Back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, the Class C2 State High School Football Championship game for you today. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Archbishop Bergen. The score is 9-6. Two more games coming up here today. It'll be Pierce taking on Norfolk Catholic in the Class C1 final. That'll be at 2:45 this afternoon. Class B final at 7:15 tonight. It'll be Elkhorn taking on Crete. We'll have both of those games coming up for you today on the ESPN Superstations at 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS. Three state champions crowned yesterday. Cody Stulp ran for 202 yards, 28 carries, as West Point Central Catholic won their first state football championship with a 45-30 win over Creighton in the D1 final yesterday. Blue Jays quarterback Anthony Ritter ran 17 times for 79 yards. He completed 6 of 9 passes for 51 yards. Number 2, Millard North, scored in each of its 3 third-quarter possessions to come back from a 13-point halftime deficit and beat top-ranked Millard South 28-20 in the Class A championship game last night. The Mustangs won their 3rd state title, beating the defending state champion Patriots for the 2nd time this season. And the first game yesterday, Trent Masney ran for 181 yards on 26 carries to lead top-ranked Howells to a 46-7 win over Sargent in the Class D2 championship ball game. That's the 9th state title in football for Howells since 2000. So again, St. Cecilia with the lead here over Archbishop Bergen. The score is 9-6. We'll take another break and come back. You're listening to High School Football.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling in Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at halftime with the Class C2 final from Memorial Stadium. 9-6 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead here. St. Cecilia scored first. In fact, early in the ball game, it was a first possession for Bergen. They had to go three plays. They were lined up in punt formation, got a punt blocked. St. Cecilia recovered, had great field position, but couldn't do anything with the ball and had to settle for a 35-yard field goal for Matt Kissinger. That gave St. Cecilia the lead 3-0. Then Bergen came back on their next drive, went nine plays, 63 yards, and a 20-yard touchdown pass from Riley Gross to Connor Hotteby. The point after touchdown was blocked, so it was a 6-3 ball game in favor of Bergen. In the second quarter, St. Cecilia getting a big play. They threw a long pass from Hamburger to their wide receiver, Matt Kissinger. Got the ball down in great field position down around the 20-yard line. A couple of plays later, Hamburger stuck it in from 2 yards out, and that's the way we stand here, Jimmy, 9-6 at halftime as St. Cecilia missed on the PAT. So St. Cecilia has run 21 offensive plays so far in this first half compared to 33 for Bergen. You look at time of possession, Bergen has had the ball for 15 minutes and 20 seconds. Hastings St. Cecilia only 8 minutes and 40 seconds. So a big stat here in the first half.
Boy, and you look at a couple of the key guys coming into this football game. Phil Hamburger, who has rushed for 830 yards coming into the game, and Cody Jackson, 1,241 yards. Hamburger with 21 and Jackson with 19 here at the half. Bergen has done a tremendous job against the rushing attack for St. Cecilia. They have yet to been able to bust loose on the outside. We've seen the tremendous speed that the St. Cecilia has, but the Bergen has done a great job defensively against the Hawks so far. And, Mike, we go to that little bread-and-butter play that Carl Tesmer likes to run, that little fullback trap. That has gone for nothing. They have done a tremendous job shutting the trap down today, and that usually loosens up things and allows St. Cecilia to get into some short yardage situations, but they have yet to do it. This is going to be an interesting second half of football. Again, as we've said, the Hawk defense has really been on their heels pretty much this whole first half.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here. We're Archbishop Bergen. All right, at halftime, we'll take another break. You're listening to High School Football.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Archbishop Bergen. It's 9-6 at halftime. Checking the halftime numbers for you. Bergen with 11 first downs in the first half compared to only 3 for Hastings St. Cecilia. Bergen has rushed the ball 15 times for 24 yards. Hastings St. Cecilia has rushed the ball 17 times for 49 yards. The big difference here, Bergen is 141 yards through the air as Riley Gross has completed 13 out of 18 passes, 141 yards so far in the ball game. Phil Hamburger just 1 of 4 throwing the ball for 56 yards. So St. Cecilia has run 21 offensive plays in the first half for 105 total yards. Bergen has run 33 plays for 165 yards. We've had St. Cecilia fumbling 3 times in the first half. They have lost 1. Bergen has fumbled 1 time. They lost that particular fumble. Bergen has been penalized 5 times for 36 yards. Hastings St. Cecilia 1 penalty for 5. St. Cecilia has had to punt twice an average of 37.5 yards. Bergen had one blocked. They had one other punt, not very good, so they're averaging 14.5 yards per punt in the two attempts. We gave you the time of possession, 15:20 for Bergen, 8:40 for Hastings St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks are 0-for-3 on third down conversions so far in this ball game. Bergen is 3 out of 6. St. Cecilia 0 out of 1 on fourth down conversions. Bergen is 1 out of 1. So, anything out of those stats that strike you here in the first half?
Yeah, the total offense for St. Cecilia. We have seen them coming into to ball games really racking up a lot of yards. We go back a couple of playoff games to that Bayard game. They rolled up over 800 yards of total offense. And with the similar size or similar type of offense that Bergen runs is exactly what Bayard runs. Both teams were able to get into a shootout. But so far, again, the defense for Bergen has really done a nice job. And I think just total offense and your two key guys with 21 yards of rushing in Hamburger and 19 yards of rushing for Jackson, I think is a huge surprise. They have just been not able to get out of the backfield, so to speak, for the first half.
St. Cecilia had been averaging 278 yards per ball game rushing the football. Today, 49 yards.
Yeah, that's just surprising. We've talked all year long about the size of the line, and again, the guys from Fremont right next to us come into the booth prior to this ball game, and they said, where did they get the size? They said Bergen really hasn't faced too many teams with the size as what St. Cecilia was going to pose to them today. They were really concerned with what could happen. But, you know, we've seen last week, size doesn't really always matter, as St. Pat's really played a great game last week, and they give St. Cecilia all they wanted. And, you know, there's a couple of guys out there for Bergen today that got some size to them, but not near what Bergen has seen. But they've done a great job adjusting to the size, and they've done a great job so far here in the first half.
9-6 is our score at halftime. Hastings St. Cecilia with the lead over Archbishop Bergen. We'll come back and check some individual numbers for you right after this.
There's a world of difference between a and a. There's also a difference between and. The difference is Doug and the pros at Snow's Car Clinic. They do complete automotive repair and service domestic and import. Plus, Snow's Car Clinic is a Napa Auto Care Center, installing quality Napa parts. Snow's Car Clinic stands behind their work. They guarantee it. For over 20 years, they've been the difference. Snow's Car Clinic, 836 South Burlington in Hastings, and on the web at snowscarclinic.com.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 9-6. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here at halftime at Memorial Stadium. Checking some other halftime statistics for you. Rushing for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger, 4 rushes, 21 yards and a touchdown. Cody Jackson, 3 rushes, 19 yards. Bryce Faber got 1 carry, 8 yards. Joel Groffel got a couple of carries, 7 yards in the first half. Devin Alley got 4 carries and 4 yards. Matt Kissinger got 1 carry and 5 yards. Kissinger's got 1 reception, 56 yards so far in the football game. St. Cecilia has completed only 1 pass in 4 attempts today. Archbishop Bergen, they've got Victor. Christian Victor has got 4 carries and 24 yards. Josh Boggs has got 2 carries and 4 yards. Riley Gross, the quarterback, has run the ball 9 times for 4 yards. They've done their damage through the air. Matt Schleister has got 6 receptions, 53 yards. Josh Boggs, 3 receptions, 42 yards. Connor Hotovy has got 2 receptions, 31 yards and a touchdown. And Jerry Dolish has got a couple of receptions and 15 yards for Archbishop Bergen. 9-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead here over the Knights of Archbishop Bergen. We talked in the pregame show, both of these teams, no stranger to the position they're in today, Jimmy. St. Cecilia, they're making their 22nd playoff appearance. Archbishop Bergen making their 24th playoff appearance. Both of these teams have won the various state championships at St. Cecilia, most recently in 2009. And the last state championship for Bergen was the preceding year in Class C2 in 2008. So these teams have been in this position before.
Well, they really have. This is unfamiliar territory for either team. They know how to handle the adjustments in the limelight here at the Big House and being at Memorial Stadium. But, you know, you look at the state championship pairings, and all the teams that are in this championship series that are from the Northeast, we talk about it an awful lot. It is just tremendous how many athletes there are in the Northeast part of the state, and we've got a couple of them coming up following this game in Pierce and Norfolk Catholic. We know a lot about them from the C1 ranks when St. Cecilia has traveled to Pierce. They played Norfolk Catholic last year in the state finals. And tremendous at the amount of athletes that they put out up in the Northeast part.
All right, we're sneaking up on the second half here. We'll take one more break. You're listening to High School Football.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again. The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
Frigidaire has been comforting homes for generations, and now Frigidaire heating and cooling products are an even better deal come tax time. Receive up to a $1,500 federal tax credit, limited to 30% of installed costs, when you purchase a high-efficiency Frigidaire system from Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings. For details on the $1,500 tax credit and how a Frigidaire high-efficiency system can also significantly reduce your utility bills, contact Rutz Heating and Air Conditioning at 463-4853.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Wills, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Staub back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as we get set for the second half. Hastings St. Cecilia will have to kick off to begin the second half. And Bergen's going to send three guys back deep all the way back to the 20-yard line. One thing about Bergen, we've seen some strange sets offensively, defensively, and now on special teams.
Well, we have, and they've tried a double pass already, so now they'll they have the three guys are going to drop back. A couple of them will stand at the 10 here as St. Cecilia Kissinger into the football.
That's going to come down at the 2-yard line, fumbled into the end zone, and now they're going to have to bring it out of there at the 2-yard line, back to the 3-yard line, and he's going to be brought down there. That was fumbled into the end zone by Christian Victor. He had to run it out of there, didn't he? But now the official on the far side is saying it's a touchback. So now they're going to have a little powwow out here at about the 10-yard line. Now the official is going to bring the ball out to the 20. They're going to say he did not maybe touch that football.
That was very close.
Yeah, I'd like to see that on replay. He evidently did not touch the ball. It goes into the end zone where it's a touchback. Christian Victor went out and picked the ball up, Jimmy. He thought he touched it, so he was going to bring it out of the end zone, and he got up to about the 4-yard line. But
wow, crazy stuff going on here with Fremont Bergen. But Riley Gross brings his troops out on the field. They'll take over the 20. Riley Gross now with 2,730 yards on the season after the first half numbers.
Here's a quick little pass out here. He grabs the ball at the 25, out to the 30-yard line, 33, 34-yard line. That's Christian Victor, the guy who just had that little bobble there on the kickoff. Comes in on the offense and grabs the first pass and takes the ball for 14 yards. All the way up to the 34-yard line. That's the first down for the Knights.
Well, and Bergen has been able to move the football all half long against the St. Cecilia defense, and I thought it was going to be very important for the Hawks to come out of the locker room, try to force Bergen into a three and out, get the football back, and reestablish things at the line of scrimmage. But right away, a big, big pass and a gain of 15 yards down the left side. Just St. Cecilia's inability to bring down the screen pass.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go. Gross has got the ball again. He's going to hand it away. Straight up the gut there. Boggs has got it now across the 40, out to the 41. So a simple play there. Boggs takes the ball from the 34 out to the 41. We'll give him a pickup of 7 yards on the play and call it a second down. Actually, they're going to say his knee went down at about the 40. Well, maybe they're going to scooter back just a little bit more, back to the 39-yard line. So instead of a 7-yard gain, how about a 4-yard gain? Second down and 6 yards to go. As they've got the ball at the 39-yard line, pitchback comes again to a Christian Victor. That time he's going to be met as he took it outside. He's going to be brought down into play by Bryce Faber of Hastings St. Cecilia on defense. So a pickup of one after all that. We're looking at a third down situation. Third down at about 5 yards to go for the Knights.
Well, and a great open field tackle. We see it here on slow-mo by Bryce Faber just getting in and knocking the receiver down right around the ankles. That was a great job to keep the running back from getting around the corner. So we see Bergen in the first half. They were 3 of 6 on third down conversions. We'll see what they do here.
Third down, 5 yards to go. Riley Gross backs up. He throws it to the far side. It's caught by Schleister, and he's out of bounds at the 46. That's going to be a first down. Just a quick down and out there. Schleister grabs the ball. Brouillette was there for St. Cecilia defensively, but the pass was right on the money there by Riley Gross as he continues to chew up the St. Cecilia defense. And now the Knights have a first down. First down and 10 on their own 46. They are moving from our right to our left, south to north here at Memorial Stadium. We're in the third quarter now. 10 minutes and 25 seconds to play. St. Cecilia out on top by a score of 9-6. And now Riley Gross waiting for the call from the far sideline, and then he'll make the call here at the line of scrimmage. Everybody wearing those play wristbands out there. Still plenty of time here. Gross get the play away. They send a man in motion. He fakes the ball. Nope, they're going to give the ball to him as he brings the ball across the 45 out to the 47-yard line. They bring that man in motion, and that time Christian Victor brings the ball to about the 47 or 48-yard line. He inches the ball close to the 50, so they give him a pickup of 4 yards on the play. Second down at about 6.
Well, and this is really set up for Bergen's forte. Just them short passes out into the flats. The receivers do such a great job of running after the catch. And again, we see Bergen just chewing up a lot of time as it's 9:50 and counting here in the third quarter. But again, Riley Gross waiting for his call from his head coach, Ron Beacom. He looks down to his wrist. Now he sets the signal, and here we go.
All right, Gross with an empty backfield. He throws it. It's going to be caught again at the 48 across the 50 inside St. Cecilia territory. 45, 40, 35, 30 down to the 28-yard line. That is Schleister again before he's finally brought down into play. Faber was down there. Kissinger was down there for St. Cecilia's defense, but St. Cecilia, I think, came with some pressure there, Jimmy. And the quarterback, Riley Gross, just got rid of it. Schleister was there, makes a nice move down the far sideline. And now the Knights on the move here. First down and 10 at the St. Cecilia 29-yard line.
Well, Gross doing a good job picking the blitz up and then just delivers the ball over to his go-to guy all season long. As we said, Schleister coming in, 880 yards on the season. He's well over 900 with this ball game here. And a big, big play, 21-yard gain down inside the Hawk 30.
Empty backfield again. Riley Gross backs up. Here comes the pressure. Gross gets away, comes to the near side. He throws it. It's going to be incomplete. He was under pressure that time, trying to get it to the near sideline to Christian Victor. Consbrook, I think, was the guy who was in there for St. Cecilia. Gross got rid of it. Incomplete pass. It's second down and 10 yards to go. We talked about time of possession in the first half. This ball control type of offense with a short passing game just chewing up the TOP. We are down to 9 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the third quarter. St. Cecilia has not touched the ball yet offensively.
Well, and again, like I said, watch Riley Gross down here. He's got his lineman standing at the line of scrimmage, hands on the hips, but he waits for his head coach, Ron Beacom, to send in the number. He'll look at his wristband. They'll call the play at the line of scrimmage like he is right now, but they're just chewing up all the time in the world. St. Cecilia, just a time of possession is nothing right now in this ballgame.
Gross drops back to throw. He throws it. It's going to be a tip that's going to be picked off. Picked off at the 15-yard line. Back to the 20. That's Jackson, and he's tripped up there at the 20. Christian Victor is the guy who brought him down. Cody Jackson gets the interception. That's Cody's eighth interception of the 2010 season. So it was a nice drive by Bergen, but St. Cecilia comes up with that big defensive play and interception from Cody Jackson.
And again in this ballgame, Bergen with a great drive. They get downfield. Gross threw an interception in the first half of action that they were driving downfield on St. Cecilia. That one there, he overthrew his would-be receiver, and Cody Jackson makes the interception. Christian Victor might have saved a touchdown-saving tackle there as he was able to upend Cody Jackson right at the 20-yard line. That's where the Hawks will set up shop.
Jackson has brought back a couple of interceptions on defense. Now Jackson is going to get the call here on offense at 20, 25, and knocked out of bounds at the 27. So Jackson gets it. He brings it to the 27-yard line. A pickup of 7 yards on a play, and now second down and 3. For the Blue Hawks, down to 8 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the third quarter with the Hawks protecting a 9-6 lead.
Well, their defenses have bent a lot today, but they've been able to come up with the big plays. And again, another interception, the second one of the afternoon on Riley Gross. But it comes in an untimely fashion for Bergen as they had a nice drive, goes all the way downfield, and then the Hawks come up with it. But now the Hawks need to kind of get settled into the football game. They have not had the football a whole lot in this game. They just need to try to keep control of the football and make a nice, long, time-consuming drive.
Hamburger's going to fake the ball to Kissinger. He came back on a motion from the wide receiver, and Hamburger's going to run it to the 30-yard line. So a short gain there. They didn't have to go far. That was a second down and 3. Tackle is made in there by number 65, T.J. Bodorf, who's into the ball game now as a defensive tackle. They will move the chains. St. Cecilia defense has been on the field a lot with a time of possession in favor of Bergen. So right now the offense needs to at least get a couple of first downs. Give that St. Cecilia defense a little time to rest over here.
Well, exactly. That's one thing the Hawk has as depth. You look on the sidelines with St. Cecilia, a lot of white jerseys. You look on the far sideline, looks like an eight-man team out there. As we said, only 27 guys suited up for Fremont Bergen.
First down, 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 30. Here's a pitch back. It comes to Cody Jackson. Gets outside 30-31, and he's going to be knocked down. So the Bergen defense comes over here quickly to bring him down. And the tackle is made over here by the Knights. It's going to be a Christian Victor. A lot of the names we're calling on offense, the same names we're calling on defense. Sooner or later, you would think that the St. Cecilia sides would start to wear down this Bergen football team.
Well, you would think so. Victor, one of the leaders on defense coming in the ballgame, he had 111 tackles, 85 of them being solo, and he has been a big part of this offense. So we'll see exactly, as we said, not a lot of guys suited and see in action. We'll see the endurance as this game goes on into the fourth quarter.
Grapple now lined up as a fullback. Hawks in the I formation. Handoff goes to Jackson, looks inside, looking to get outside. 30. Jackson still has feet to the 35, and he's pushed out of bounds up around the 40-yard line. That play, Jimmy, designed to go inside, but Cody Jackson looked up, saw nothing but green and gold attire up inside, and bounces the ball all the way to the far sideline where he's popped out of bounds to the 39. But that was a pickup of about, 9 yards in the play for Cody Jackson.
But a headsy play by the wide receiver. You don't mention wide receivers a whole lot being good blockers, but on St. Cecilia, Matt Kissinger does such a tremendous job. He was standing at about the 35-yard line, was able to make a crackback block when he seen Jackson coming his way. He got Cody around the end, got the first down, and now the Hawks on the move here at the 40-yard line.
Actually, just the
third and short.
Third down and less than a yard to go. They're going to hand the ball to Jackson. Now he's got the first down across the 40, 45, out to the 46-yard line. So St. Cecilia just keeping the ball on the ground there. That was a third and less than a yard to go. They go with an inside handoff to Jackson. He brings the ball out. Nice hole open up on the right side of the line there as he brings it out to the 46, and the tackle is made in there again by Victor of the Bergen defense. But now, like Jimmy mentioned, St. Cecilia on the move, keeping the ball on the ground, and maybe just using that big offensive line to their benefit here.
Well, get a hat on a hat and start moving bodies around. That is the first third down conversion of the ball game. Now 1-6 St. Cecilia as they are at the 46-yard line.
Hamburger up under center, hands the ball away. That's going to be Jackson again. This time he's going to be stacked up. Gets a yard, maybe two, where he is brought down into play. Look at the green shirts in there this time as Cody Jackson is brought down right in the middle of that big old end out here at Memorial Stadium. We're down to 6 minutes and 25 seconds to go. St. Cecilia looking for their second straight state championship. This would be win number 26 in a row for the Hawks.
Well, and it's always a question whether Carl Tesmer, there's been several rumors floating around whether he will hang on after this, but I know it would be very golden for that individual to come away with yet another state championship.
Second down and about 8 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball. Hand off Jackson, both hands on the ball. This time he's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Jackson is being knocked down on a play after a short game. That's a Bodorf again, T.J. Bodorf, and on the stop there for Archbishop Bergen. So now St. Cecilia looking at a third down situation. They have had not very good success here on third downs. One out of six, I think, at last check. So it's third down at about 6 yards to go.
Well, and again, very crucial. Again, you're resting some of them defensive players on the sidelines. They've been out there a lot. This is a big, big third down call. It'll be third and six here. The ball right at the 50-yard line.
All right, Hamburger up under center. Backs in the I formation with Groffel and also Jackson. Here's Hamburger. Pulls out of there. Rolls to his left. Holds it. Holds it. Throws it. It's going to be tipped and nearly intercepted. Nearly intercepted at the 45-yard line. The intended receiver for St. Cecilia looked like Groffel coming out of the backfield, but that was off of his fingertips and had a defender right behind him. It was nearly picked off there by, I think that was Doish, or Archbishop Bergen.
Yeah, and that was just slightly behind Groffel, maybe a little bit overthrown as well, as Groffel tries to make a great athletic move coming back across his body to bring the football in. And the Hawks will not convert on third down. It'll be fourth down, and Matt Kissinger in to punt the football away again for the Hawks.
Dropping back deep is going to be Schleister and also Josh Boggs. It's going to be Kissinger back here at the 35-yard line. St. Cecilia looking at a fourth down and six situation from the 50. Ball comes back to Kissinger on the ground, and now he has problems with it. He picks it up. He's going to run with it. 35-40, 45-50. He's at the 45-yard line. Picks up the first down, and St. Cecilia maintains control. That ball was low. The snap was low as Kissinger picks that ball off the turf, Jimmy. Looks up at nothing but green shirts. Brought the ball to the near sideline. and picks up the first down and more. They keep the drive alive with a Bergen 43-yard line, first down and 10 Hawks.
I'm going to go back a week ago today. That is a similar situation to what happened out in North Platte at St. Pat's when the ball was bobbled, and Kissinger had a chance to run around the end and kick the ball yet away and get it downfield. But he was held up, did not get the first down. That one there picked up a couple of good blocks. He gets the ball downfield, down to the 43 of Bergen.
Here's Jackson now as he takes the ball down to the 38. This is a quick hitter off of the right side as Jackson moves the ball from the 43 down to the 38. Tackle is made in there by Christian Victor again, number four. That's one individual who's been on a lot of plays for Bergen, Jimmy. And just at the end of that play, after he made the tackle, he was kind of slow in getting up, not injured. I think this defense now getting a little bit winded for Bergen.
Well, and I think so. You look at Victor down there. He's standing at the 35-yard line, hands on his hips. They've been out there an awful lot here today, and I'm sure that the conditioning is going to play a big factor here as we get in the later stages of this ball game.
Second down and five. Hamburger on the quarterback keeper. He's hemmed in at the 38, and he's going to be knocked down at the line of scrimmage. Hamburger knocked down at the 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Matt Jacobs, number 76. He has not missed many meals. 5'10", 232 pounds, and a junior for Archbishop Bergen.
Well, when we mentioned the size mismatch, there's a couple of guys in there. They've got Jacobs, who goes at 232. Conrad, just a freshman. Haven't seen him, but he's listed at 238, the biggest guy on the Bergen roster. So just really a couple of guys in there that just stretch over the 200-pound mark. But Jacobs doing a great job there, bringing Hamburger down. And I think Phil, a little confused there, will wisely call the timeout here. Going to be another third down call for Carl Tesmer after this timeout.
And everybody split out. Jackson was a wide receiver, split to the left side. And if that was the right play or not, as they call the timeout. St. Cecilia on the move here at 3 minutes and 55 seconds to play in the third quarter. We'll take a break with a score of St. Cecilia 9, Archbishop Bergen 6.
If it's building a new home, residential remodeling, or a light commercial building, call John Gaspers Construction in Hastings, 463-4077. John Gaspers Construction will do the job from start to finish using professional expertise to satisfy your building ideas. John Gaspers Construction, call 463-4077. John and Pam wish the St. Cecilia sports team successful seasons and good luck to the Adams Central Hastings Hyatt area athletes. John Gaspers Construction, where they care enough to build it better.
Klingler Embroidery continues to be your one-stop shop for business apparel. Klingler Embroidery has the latest styles in easy care fabrics. Check out the selection of ladies' apparel with matching styles for men at Klingler's. As always, there's no minimum order. Fill-ins are not a problem. For quality work at competitive prices, Klingler Embroidery, helping your business look outstanding. Klingler Embroidery, 306 North Lincoln, downtown Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, third down, 5 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball down here at the 38-yard line of Bergen. Wide receivers left and right. Hamburger is up under center, looks over the defense. Inside trap play. That's going to Groffoli spins at the 35, takes the ball out of the 33. Very close to a first down.
Going to be very close. They had two wide receivers split to the left side, two to the near side, and just one running back in the back, and they indicate first down. They don't even need to bring the sticks in from the far sideline. But again, Groffoli the lone back behind Hamburger, and again, they stretch the field. That is the first time that fullback trap play has really worked for any success of any yardage, so to speak, here in the ball game. They pick up nearly 8 yards on that little trap play. The Hawks now continue the drive. They're down to the Bergen 32.
St. Cecilia moving from our left to our right here in the third quarter, trying to give them some insurance here. Here's a Hamburger. He's going to run the ball after pulling the ball out of the stomach of Groffoli. He's going to be stacked up right at the line. That's a Doish again, the defensive back on that right side, coming up to make the stop. Hamburger, no gain in the play. We'll call it second down and 10. St. Cecilia now with 153 yards of total offense so far in the ball game, 216 for Bergen.
Well, that's no surprise. Bergen's, as we've mentioned, Riley Gross has just thrown the football all around this Memorial Stadium turf all day long, and the Hawk defense is bent, but they haven't broken yet, but they've got a nice, long, time-consuming drive working right now. Second down, nearly 10 yards to go here for Phil Hamburger and the troops.
Jackson and Kissinger split out wide to the left. There's a pass play out to Kissinger. Grabs the ball at the 35-30, and he's going to be knocked out of bounds. He's going to be knocked out of bounds over there around the 25-yard line. So just a quick little pass. Both Jackson and Kissinger split out to one side of the field, the wide side there, as Hamburger just throws the ball out to Kissinger, who is the most furthest out there on the wide side. Jackson making a block, trying to give Kissinger a little seam to take it down the sideline. He is knocked down at the 25. We'll give him a pickup of 7. And now St. Cecilia looking at third down and about 3 yards to go. We're down to 2 minutes and 48 seconds to play in the third quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Archbishop Bergen. It is 9-6, but a big third down call here for Carl Tesmer and the Blue Hawks. Inside trap play as they give the ball to Groffel. This time Bergen waiting for it, but they didn't have to go far. Had to take it down to the 22, and I think Groffel is going to be just shy of a first down.
Boy, it's going to be very, very close. They tried to run that trap play again, spread the field. Not a lot of surge up front from the Hawk line. We'll see.
Now they're going to bring in the chains,
yeah,
I think, on
yeah.
the far side. Gino, what do you think this time? You're now 4-1 on big calls during the playoffs. You missed your first attempt today. Gino says this time they're going to be about 4 inches short. All right, so we'll put the chains down, and they're going to be about 4 inches short. I'll tell you what, height does not matter to the X-ray eyes of our spotter, Gene Shaw.
Well, when you're used to running the sticks
yeah.
at the famed Duncan Field, I mean, you know the links. You know how many are in there. Gino does a great job, but as I was watching the sidelines, Chase Bassett, Jace Jackson come in. I think the Hawks, yeah, they're going to go for it here on fourth down. Fourth and very, very short, less than a yard.
From the Bergen 23-yard line. Third quarter, St. Cecilia leading 9-6. Big play here for the Hawks. Hamburger up under center, long count. Hands the ball away. Jackson, and he's not going to get there. He is stacked in the backfield.
Lost a yard.
Yeah, again there to make the play was Christian Victor, number 4. He has had a sensational day today for Bergen defensively. Jackson did not get there. He lost a yard, and St. Cecilia turns the ball over on downs with 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play here in the third quarter.
Long time consuming drive, but unbelievable now. St. Cecilia 0 of 2 on fourth down conversions, and that wasn't even close. You would think with that big, powerful offensive line, they could surge ahead for less than a yard. They weren't able to do it. A great defensive play there by Bergen as Jackson was brought down for nearly a yard loss. Now Bergen will turn around. They'll have the ball at their own 24-yard line. 2:19 left to go here in the third quarter. That was a big, big play.
A nice drive there for the Hawks, but they come up empty on the scoreboard. And now here's an inside handoff out of that spread set here for Bergen. It's not going to get much either. They bring the ball to about the 25-yard line as they give the ball to a Josh Boggs. I saw one sign earlier today. They had a picture of Memorial Stadium, and then they had the sign down here, the sign, this ain't Duncan Field, and then they had it's the Duncan Field facelift or a makeover or whatever. They had a picture of Memorial Stadium down here. Here's a quick pass by Riley Gross out to Slicer. This time the Hawks waiting for him out there at the 26. Nice play there by that's a Bruliette over there, the quarterback for AC St. Cecilia. So Randy Aarons, the defensive coordinator down here for the Blue Hawks, signaling in the play as Bergen is now looking at a third down situation here. Jimmy, third down and 9 yards to go.
Yeah, I think the one sign you were referring to, this is a Duncan Field, but it'll do.
Yeah.
It'll do.
Yeah, another one that referred to the Duncan Field facelift is coming up, so several signs down sitting here in the big house. So now it's third down and 9 yards to go. Third down and 9. Bergen has got the ball on their own 25-yard line. Late in the third quarter, trailing ball by a score of 9-6. Riley Gross backs up. Gross surveys the field. Now he's going to run with it. Gross is at the 25. He brings the ball to the 30 where he's wrapped up and thrown down. Tackle is made in there by St. Cecilia, and getting over there was Wallmeyer again, number 77, for the Blue Hawk defense. That's going to be short of a first down. It's going to be about 4 yards shy of the first down. The official's talking here. Is there a flag down there somewhere?
Sideline warning, yes. Right down here at the 30-yard line right in front of us, going to be a sideline warning against St. Cecilia. But we watched that play develop, and Riley Gross just flowed to the left side of the field. He had a guy down there. Christian Victor was able to get behind the secondary, but the pressure was coming so fast that he just elected to hold the football and take it upfield. And then Wallmeyer from that defensive line spot was able to come over there and make a nice play and bring Gross down short of the first down sticks. It'll be a fourth and four, and Bergen will have to punt the football away.
Tanner Anderson is the punter. One block today, two punts, 14.5-yard average from his own 30-yard line, and fourth down and 4 yards to go. That punt a little bit off the mark as far as the snap is concerned, but a good one as Jackson watches that one go by him. 30, 25, 20, 15, still rolling down to the 10-yard line, still rolling down to the 9, down to the 8, down to the 7. It's going to be down there. It didn't look very good. Wow, 51 yards
or so. 63 yards. Cody Jackson, you have to make an attempt at that football, as that was just a line drive punt. The snap was a little high, and then it landed in between the two deep men, and Cody Jackson just kind of watched it bounce along the turf. And as so much we have seen, when a football hits the turf, it will tend to get a favorable roll, and that was the case there, as the Hawks now will have the football back inside their own 10, down at the 7.
It might die at Duncan Field in the outfield grass. It's not going to die here on the turf.
No, it will not. And that one hit well back upfield around the 33-34-yard line is where that ball went down. And then it just trickled all the way down inside the 10-yard line. And we'll see what happens here. 14 seconds left to go. The Hawks will huddle inside. They'll actually be in the end zone here, in the north end zone, as they'll huddle. 14 seconds left to go here in the third quarter.
So the Hawks come up to the line of scrimmage. First down, 10 yards to go from their own 8-yard line. They're leading in the ball game by a score of 9-6. Hamburger up under center. Hands the ball away to Jackson. Jackson is hit at the line of scrimmage, and down he goes. Jackson just angling off to the right side. He is hit on the play. No gain. Maybe lost a half a yard or so. Tackle is made in there by T.J. Bodor, the defensive lineman for Archbishop Bergen. So now all the folks in the south end zone going to be happy. We're gonna change ends here.
Going to switch ends. Boy, just tough running again. Very tough for the St. Cecilia running backs in this ball game today to find any daylight through the middle of that interior line. It is just such a shock to me that they're not able to push Bergen out of the road. Bergen's done a great job defensively against the Hawks so far today.
St. Cecilia's got now 98 yards rushing in the football game. We'll take a break. We're at the end of three quarters here from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. Archbishop Bergen trailing Hastings St. Cecilia. It's the Blue Hawks 9 and the Knights 6.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings offers our congratulations to the St. Cecilia football team on making it to the state tournament. Our clinic works with all area athletes, keeping them healthy and on top of their game throughout the year. Our therapists are trained to rehabilitate sports injuries and help athletes return to their sport as soon as possible. For all of your physical and occupational therapy needs, stop by your clinic at 207 South Burlington Avenue or give us a call at 402-462-8824. PTSR is open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, the people you know, the name you trust since 1992. Go Blue Hawks!
Roush Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Roush Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Roush Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 9-6 to score. Hastings St. Cecilia continues to lead us ahead to the fourth quarter. Bergen has now run 20 running plays for 37 yards today. They have thrown for 185 as their quarterback, Riley Gross, has completed 17 of 24 passes. St. Cecilia with 99 yards on the ground today. Hamburger has completed two passes and six attempts for 63. So 222 yards of total offense for Bergen, 162 yards of total offense for Hastings St. Cecilia. But now the Hawks are backed up here to begin this fourth quarter. It is second down at about 8 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at their own 9-yard line, working from our right to our left. They're on their own end of the end zone here to start the fourth quarter with a 3-point lead. Hamburger hands the ball away. A little inside reverse play across the 15 out to the 16, 17-yard line. Running the ball there for St. Cecilia was Jace Jackson. So Jace Jackson, the 155-pound junior, that is only his 8th rushing attempt of the season as he picks up a first down as he brings the ball all the way out to the 20, a pickup of 12 yards in a play by Jackson.
St. Cecilia pulling all the stops now. Jackson lined up in the slot over on the left side, and then he just simply come in motion. Hamburger got the snap, just turned and handed off to him. He picked up good blocking off the right side of that Hawk line. And Jace Jackson able to get into the secondary of Bergen, pick up the first down. So they move it out to their own 18-yard line just inside quarter number four here, 11:43. The Hawks with a 9-6 lead.
They're going with a double tight end, Maryland I formation here. Here's Hamburger. He wants to throw the ball. He's going to roll to his left, holds it, now runs it, 15-20. He's on his feet to the 23, dances his way across the 25, brings it to the 26-yard line where he is dumped right there. Tackle is made in there by number 3, Josh Boggs of Archbishop Bergen. So Hamburger wanting to throw the football. Couldn't find anybody downfield and does the wise thing. Holds on to it. Doesn't make a stupid mistake down here deep in his own territory. Brings the ball to the 26, picked up about 8-9 yards in a play where it's second down and two.
Yeah, very manageable second down call. Just a heads-up play by Hamburger. And from high atop here, you could really see the coverage. Everybody was locked up on the St. Cecilia receivers. A nice play, second down here and short for Hamburger.
Jackson goes in motion, inside handoff. Groffel bounces off of one man, picks up the first down, brings it out to the 30, to the 31-yard line. So Joel Groffel carrying the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia. For Groffel, that's his fifth rushing attempt of the day. He's now got 17 yards as he brings it out to the 31. St. Cecilia doing what they want to do now, Jimmy. They've pounded the ball out, basically kept it on the ground. Clock is running. We're down to 10 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the football game.
Well, just hop in behind the big boys. Try to run as much clock as you can and not make a mistake down here in your own territory. They've got a good shape here at the first down.
And now a Hamburger falls down with a ball. That's the second time today he has come out from under center. It is either tripped or, in that case, he has fallen down with a football back here at the 28-yard line.
Yeah, and again, Tremel is center. I was kind of waiting to see the replay here if his foot was actually stepped on from the center, Groffel. I think that was the case. That happened earlier in the ball game. But again, the St. Cecilia had a first and 10 there. They're going to lose a couple of yards. They're going to bring up second down and second and 13 here for St. Cecilia.
They've got the big replay boards on here at Memorial Stadium. We did not get to see a replay of that one. So it's second down, 12 yards to go, and now St. Cecilia going to be penalized here as they blow this play dead as Hamburger gets the snap. So now the Hawks have a mistake on offense, and now they have a penalty. And now all of a sudden, St. Cecilia will be looking at second down and about 17 yards to go. And they are working with the ball in their own territory. We've got 9 minutes and 50 seconds to play. We are just in a 3-point ball game here, gang. It's 9-6. St. Cecilia's got the lead. A great football game here this afternoon.
Well, the Hawks are definitely in a tussle here against the Bergen Knights. It has been anything but easy. They have played a tremendous game, and just when it looks like St. Cecilia is going to be able to whack out a couple of first downs and chew up a lot of time here in the fourth quarter, they got to be more concerned about where they're at. They're back at their own 23-yard line, second down, and 18 for the Hawks.
Here's Hamburger, sprints out right side. He's going to loft the ball downfield, and it's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball to Kissinger down here at the 45-yard line of Bergen. They split Jackson out as well over to the right side, but he drew a lot of attention from the Bergen defense. They try to force the ball downfield to Kissinger. He could not come up with a catch at the 45. Good defense there by the Knights. And now St. Cecilia, Jimmy, looking at third down, 17 yards to go. You don't convert here. Bergen's going to get great field position. I was just looking ahead. I know I'm jumping way ahead, but their kicker, his longest field goal of the year, 40 yards, so he's got a good leg.
Yeah, I was going to say, we was watching their kicker in pregame, and he was trying some from 50 yards out. I know that's a stretch for a high school kicker, but he was getting them close. We're a ways away from that here, but a big third down, third and 18, the ball at the Hawk 23.
Hamburger from the gun, he's got it, he's going to run with it. Hamburger has got it at the 23 to the 24, and he's going to be brought down there. Nice, great defensive play there. Sliding over there and making the stop for the Bergen Knights was number 22, Connor Hotovy. We have called his name a couple of times today. Now, Jimmy, we're looking at a fourth down and long situation, and St. Cecilia will have to punt the football away.
Boggs will go back deep for Bergen, but let's remember what happened on the last snap. It was very low. Kissinger was not able to get the kick away, and he had to run around the outside. Now we have a new punter coming in. I believe that's Jace Jackson coming in to punt, so kind of a strange change of a turn of events here.
So Jace Jackson back to put the football here at the 10-yard line for St. Cecilia. Snap is low. Jackson gets it away. And a pretty good kick coming up and making the catch and then fumbling the football down there. It is loose. It's picked up by St. Cecilia. St. Cecilia's got the ball at the 47-yard line. Joel Groffel is the guy, I think, that came up with a football for St. Cecilia. The Hawks have the football, and that's the case.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I was just looking down there, too. There was a big pile right about the 46-yard line. But, again, Jordan Consbrook was down there. He nearly had his big meat hook on the football. But, again, Groffel comes up with it. The punt was nearly blocked from Jace Jackson. Tremendous penetration from the Bergen Knights. Jackson was lucky just to get it off. He gets one off at 36 yards, and then it is fumbled down there. And St. Cecilia, again, comes up with another big turnover. You got to capitalize on the mistakes, fellas.
Again, Hamburger stumbles from coming out from under center. He stops. He throws the ball. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to take the ball downfield down there at the 35-yard line. That was Bassett out there, the intended receiver. So, again, Hamburger stumbling from out under center here this afternoon. That punt Josh Boggs should have come up. I don't know if he was trying to make a fair catch or what, but he bobbles in and it popped right out of his hands. Groffel is on top of it, and now St. Cecilia, with 8 minutes and 43 seconds to play in the football game, has got a 9-6 lead. Now, at least you're winning the field position war here.
Well, exactly, and you just want to try to, again, milk some time off the clock. It's 8:43. It stopped right now. It's a hamburger up under center here on this second down and 10 call.
All right, he turns and pitches the ball back to Jackson. He's going to hand the ball off in a reverse to Jace Jackson. Jackson gets away. He's at the 50 to the 45 and brought down to the 43-yard line. So the Jackson brothers, attempting to sing a song there, but they take the ball down to the 43-yard line. A nice pickup there, about 6 yards or so, and it's going to bring up a second down, or actually third down and four.
Well, that was kind of a thriller. We'll throw that in from the Jacksons as Cody Jackson flips the ball back to brother Jace Jackson, and then he tries to take it off the left side. Nothing doing over there. A lot of green jerseys. Jace Jackson doing a great job just cutting it up the middle of the field. He picked up positive yardage. Gets it down to third down and six here for St. Cecilia at the 43 of Bergen.
Hamburger's got the ball, looking for a little seam. He's going to be hitting down. He goes. He takes it to the 42 for St. Cecilia. Still going to be about 5 yards shy of a first down. That's going to bring up a fourth down situation. But that's okay, because we gained a whole bunch on that muff punt by Archbishop Bergen. St. Cecilia will punt the football away. So instead of giving Bergen good field position back offensively, St. Cecilia runs three plays. Yeah, we still have to punt the football away, but look where Bergen is going to be now.
Exactly, and it'll be Boggs back deep again. Jace Jackson will again do the punting duties. He will stand at his own 44-yard line to get this punt away.
All right, Jackson waiting for the snap. We'll keep our eyes on Hamburger. We have not seen him. The punt is low again as Jackson scoops that one off of the turf. It's high in the air. This time Bergen is just going to let the ball bounce. Takes a St. Cecilia roll across the 15. Down to the 10-yard line, and that's where the Hawks will let down the football. So we will look for Kissinger. He may have been shaken up there. He has been the punter all season long for St. Cecilia. He has not punted the last two. Jace Jackson had to scoop that ball out for the turf there, but gets away a nice kick. It rolls dead down here at the 10-yard line. And now Bergen, Jimmy, with 7 minutes and 5 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. They are 90 yards away from taking the lead here in this football game.
Well, if you're a Hawk fan, you're on the edge of your seats right now. 7:05 left to go. Bergen has been able to move the football down the field. It's been mistakes that has hurt the Bergen Knights here so far in this ball game.
Riley Gross has got the ball, stands in the pocket, moves to his left. He's at the 5-yard line. He's going to run. He's at the 10 to the 15, both hands in the ball, moves it out to the 19-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Stirrup of Easting St. Cecilia, but a pickup of about 9 yards in the play. We're down to a second down and one. The clock is running down to 6 minutes and 46 seconds to play. The clock not a factor right now, but I'll tell you what, Bergen keeps the ball on the ground down here. It's going to take a long time to travel down the field against the St. Cecilia defense.
Mike, just quickly looking down on the St. Cecilia sidelines, Matt Kissinger sitting with his left leg propped up on the bench, so obviously an injury there. Keep him out of the defensive lineup as well.
Riley Gross fakes the ball. Nope, he's going to run it himself. Brings it across the 20 to the 21-yard line. That's the first down. He's brought down into play there by St. Cecilia, and on the stop is Ellie for the Blue Hawk defense. That was Colin Ellie making the stop there, but they pick up a first down. They will move the sticks out to about the 21. Archbishop Bergen moving from our left to our right here in this fourth quarter. They're trailing in the ball game by the score of 9-6. This is for the Class C2 state championship this afternoon. Gross with wide receivers to the left and to the right. One lone set back behind him in the shotgun set. Gets the snap here. He backs up, surveys the field, throws it out here. It's going to be caught, and the slicer is going to be brought down into play. That was a nice defensive play by the big guy, Matt Stirrup. Brings down Schleister, a couple of yard loss in the play. In fact, more than that, nice play by Matt Stirrup as he reads that beautifully for the St. Cecilia defense.
That is just that arm span that Stirrup has. If Slicer gets away, he's got a lot of room out to the right side to run. He had a couple of blockers out ahead of him. But, again, Stirrup with that big frame, nearly 6'10", the arm span of it's got to be huge in there. But he was able to reach up there and bring Slicer down for a loss.
Arm span of a crane. Here's a pass. It's going to be caught out here at the 32-yard line. Nice grab there, making the reception, Christian Victor. Victor picks up the first down as he moves the ball out to the 31-yard line. That baby was right on the money by the quarterback, Riley Gross. And now they're going to measure for the first down. They had to take it to the 31. So Gross is either, Bergen is looking at either a third down and relatively short or a first and 10 out here. Clock is stopped with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to play. Geno going to make another stab at this one. He says they have it by the length of the football.
Well, Bergen had to go 18 yards, and we'll see here. Just short. Again, you are amazing, my man.
Geno's just short of that
one. Short, so we'll give him 17 and three-quarters yards on that gain. Going to bring up a third down and one, a very big third down and one here. 5:25 left to go in regulation, and the Hawks lead by 3, 9-6.
You need a couple of inches. I think you're two downs here, Jimmy, with 5 minutes and 25 seconds to go on the clock.
Well, you would think so. We'll see what head coach Ron Beacom elects to do. He's waiting, his quarterback, Gross, waiting for the signal.
And they're going to hand the ball away, getting outside, and that's going to, penalty flag is down, 40-45 out to the 49-yard line. They bring the ball to Christian Victor, but a penalty flag is down.
Yeah, going to be a holding call on Matt Slyster, a big, big call coming right here, but he was out there. He had Phil Hamburger on the edge. Actually, that was Blake Bruliette out there on the edge, and Slyster just grabbed a hold of the jersey, and there's the indication by the white cap. Going to be a holding call against Bergen. What another big penalty for the Bergen Knights.
Now, they're going to mark this off from the spot of the foul. That penalty flag is resting at the 29-yard line. They had the ball up around the 48, so a big, big penalty. It won't go down in the stats that way, but boy, field position it will be. And now Bergen is going to be looking at a third down situation. Yeah, third down from here. They're going to mark off a 10-yard penalty from the 29, which will bring it back to the 19. So to bring up a third down in about 11 situation from their own 19-yard line instead of having the ball at their own 49. So it goes down as a 10-yard penalty, but on the field, it's going to be much more than that, much more like, 30 yards?
Yeah, exactly, because they were able to bring the football down close to midfield, so it's going to be a big one. They're pushing all the way back to the 20-yard line, so third down now, third and 12 for Bergen.
Riley Gross backs up, got time. He throws the ball down here to the left side. It's going to be overthrown at the 45-yard line. That was Connor Hotovy, the intended receiver. St. Cecilia back there nicely. As a Hamburger was back there, Bruliette was back there for the St. Cecilia defense. And now instead of maybe going for it on that fourth and short situation that we were talking about, Bergen is going to have to punt the football away, rely on their defense to get the ball back. We're down to 4 minutes and 51 seconds to play. It is fourth down and 11 from in between the 19 and 20-yard line, and Bergen will punt the thing away.
Well, their defense has played a tremendous ball game, and St. Cecilia will send Bruliette and Jackson back deep to field this Tanner Anderson punt for Bergen.
As he stands back here at his own 8-yard line or so, St. Cecilia waiting for the ball to come their way, and here it comes. Jackson is going to signal for the fair catch, and he makes it right at the 50-yard line. So we got 4 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the football game. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead over Archbishop Bergen. Nobody has scored here in the second half. It is 9-6 Bergen with a lead.
Well, you can throw the both teams' offenses averaging over 30 points. As we said, Bergen coming into the ball game averaging 34 points a game. St. Cecilia averaging 40. Both offenses have been held in check here today, and this has been a dandy of a ball game. We've got an officials timeout here, but St. Cecilia will have the football right at midfield. All they got to do is run 4:45 off the clock, and they win a second consecutive state championship.
Throw the overs out of this one.
Yeah.
Now, hold on. Are we going to have a timeout or not? They signal for a timeout, but St. Cecilia comes up to the line of scrimmage here. First down and 10 yards to go. Hawks with the ball at the 50-yard line. Hamburger is up under center for St. Cecilia. Hands it to Jackson. Jackson slides through there. Takes the ball down to the 44. So a pickup of 6 yards in the play. The TV guy down here, the producer, signaled for the timeout. They say we're going to go ahead and run a play anyway.
Yeah,
pickup of 6 yards, second down and 4.
He came running out all the way out to the numbers. And then I don't know, must have got the call from upstairs next to us, left of us. I don't know. How do you know how big this place is? We're actually in the replay booth when they have the Nebraska games. We've got all the replay equipment around here, but not to use today.
Second down, 4 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball trying to wrap up the win. Here's Jackson, gets outside, 40, 35. Jackson to the 30. Jackson to the 25, 20, 15, and he's knocked out of bounds.
Touchdown saving tackle by Josh Boggs down inside the 10-yard line, actually the 20-yard line. They'll spot the football. We'll see where they called him out. It's going to be out around the 15-yard line, I believe. But what a big, big play. Cody Jackson has been pretty quiet pretty much the whole game, and he finally gets some good blocks. He gets out into the open field and shows a burst of speed, takes it all the way down to the Bergen 16-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for St. Cecilia with 4:04 left to go here in the ball game. What a big, big play.
That was a 28-yard run for Jackson. Now 14 carries, 86 yards for Cody in the ball game. Jackson's going to get the call again, 15, picking his way to the 10, down to the 8-yard line. Cody Jackson now with a game on the line, carrying Hastings St. Cecilia to perhaps their second consecutive state championship in football, as they have moved the ball down to the Bergen 8-yard line. And now I think the size of the Blue Hawks starting to wear on this Bergen defense.
I was just going to say, watching through the glasses from up here, you watch some of the Bergen Knights down there on the line of scrimmage with their hands on their hips. They have been out there almost the whole game. They are getting wore down, and the size of the St. Cecilia line is finally starting to show and shine through here, as that was an 8-yard gain by Jackson. Second and 2, ball spotted at the Bergen 8.
Maryland I formation here for Hastings St. Cecilia. Handoff goes to Jackson again. Jackson has been at the 6, keeps those legs moving to the 5, to the 4, down to the 3-yard line. Cody Jackson finally brought down. So 3 straight running plays there by Cody Jackson. He has moved the ball down to the 3-yard line. And you see, Cody, he's not a big guy himself there for St. Cecilia. He's only 165 pounds. He moved the defense, and that shows a sign of the defense getting tired.
Yeah, just starting to get weak legs underneath as the officials, wisely enough, just let the forward progress keep going. The line of scrimmage was the 8. Cody takes it all the way down to the 2-yard line. He at least picked up 5 yards after initial contact. And now the Hawks knocking on touchdown door. First and goal. Ball at the Bergen 2. Just inside 3 minutes left to go in the game.
Groffel, Faber, Jackson in the backfield. Hamburger stands up and takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. St. Cecilia takes it into the end zone for the touchdown, and the Hawks have added the score here in the fourth quarter.
My goodness. Good thing we don't have a window open in front of us. Our chain man Gino would be jumping out onto the turf as the crowd goes berserk down in front of us. Again, it looked like Tremel might have stepped on Hamburger's foot, but he just took one step back into the backfield, and then a huge hole opened up off right guard, and Phil Hamburger takes it in from 2 yards out. So with 2:52 left to go here in the ball game, the Hawks are on their way to a second consecutive state championship victory as they will line up and go for a 2-point conversion here.
Same formation, double tights with the Maryland I formation. Hamburger fakes the handoff, and now he's going to roll to his left. Hamburger's at the 5, he has met at the 2. He spins at the 1, and he takes it into the end zone for the 2-point conversion. Hamburger with 2 touchdowns today, and now a 2-point conversion. St. Cecilia tacks on 8 more, and the Blue Hawks are now out on top here in the fourth quarter of play. 2 minutes and 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 17 and Archbishop Bergen 6.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
At Farm Bureau, the agents know health insurance. Marty DeMuth, your local Farm Bureau agent in Hastings, knows it helps to have someone to rely on when you're looking for health insurance. As an independent and authorized producer of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association, Marty can simplify the complexities and provide options. When you need health insurance, there's just one person to call, Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC, affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
1230 KHAS.
Well, now Phil Hamburger is going to kick off as Kissinger is on the sideline. He's down here. Doesn't look like he's beat up, but Hamburger is now going to kick off. Hamburger, they've been shaking up a little bit himself. He's got an injured shoulder, and he may have re-injured that here.
Yeah, he took that ball from his center, Tremel, and just kind of run the boot around the outside, and that was hit very hard at the goal line. Did a great job getting across, but he's going to stay out there, and he'll just squib it along the ground here down to about the 20.
They pick it up down there as Bergen is now going to throw the ball back the other way. Boggs has got it at the 18. He dances across the 20, 25, 30, 35. He's going to be popped out of bounds. They try some dipsy-doodle here as they field the kickoff, and they come to the right side, and then the return man stops and throws it back to the other side of the field, trying for a big play there. But St. Cecilia, obviously, maybe have seen that a time or two on film. They were ready for it. Now Bergen comes out at the 42-yard line. They're down to 2 minutes and 42 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead 17-6 over the Knights.
Well, no secret here. Riley Gross will be dropping back. He's been in the shotgun pretty much the whole game, and he awaits the call from his head coach, Ron Beacom. But you know the ball is going to be going in the air here with 2:42 left to go in regulation.
Yeah, Gross, he sprints out right now. He throws the ball to the near side. It's caught at the 45-yard line to the 50, to the 45, and St. Cecilia takes the ball down to the 44. That slicer tackle is made in there by Groffo of the St. Cecilia defense. A nice pickup there, a first down. They will move the sticks. Bergen will need a couple of scores here. We're down to 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia with a lead 17-6.
Bergen with a lot of the three timeouts left to go, so they've got plenty of those. They'll try to work on the sidelines as they do right here.
They throw it again to a slicer. Slicer across the 40, down the sideline, 35 to the 30, to the 25, to the 20. Brings it back to the numbers 15, down to the 12-yard line of St. Cecilia. Chasing him down for the Blue Hawks was Consbrook. That was a nice play on the ball. This ball game is not over yet, Jimmy. We're down to 2 minutes and 19 seconds to play. That was a big, big play for the Knights.
Well, again, the Hawks up by 11, and again, we talked about Phil Hamburger and his injury, and now we see him very gimpy getting up from about the 6-yard line. That one goes for 34 yards as the receiver Slicer could have just run that out of bounds. He sees some openings downfield and was able to take it all the way down inside the 20. They'll spot it down at the Blue Hawk 11-yard line, so hold on, we're not done yet with 2:15 left to go.
First down, 10 yards to go from the 11. Riley Gross sprints out left side this time, holds it, being pursued, and he's going to run the ball out of bounds to the 18. He has run out of bounds to the 18-yard line, so a loss of 7 yards in the play as Gross could not find anybody downfield. He has run out of bounds by Consbrook. He loses 7 yards, but more importantly, he stops the clock here at the 2:06 mark.
Well, and one thing about it, if Bergen would happen to score here, the Hawks are going to get the football again, and our starting quarterback is on the sidelines being tended to from the medical staff.
Boy, much like last week at North Platte St. Pat's, here's Gross. He throws the ball. It's caught by Boggs. Boggs to the 20-yard line, gets to the 16 where he's brought down there. A nice defensive play again by Joel Groffel. Holds on tight, Jimmy, holding on for dear life as he is brought down at the 16-yard line.
Well, one thing St. Cecilia had a tough time with last week was wrapping up when they tackled. They did a very poor job of it out in North Platte, and they need to do a real good job of it here late in this ball game. As Groffel did a great job there, just wrapped up the receiver, brought him down. We got a timeout on the field.
1:58 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 17, Bergen 6.
Quality Printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Five Points Bank of Hastings. Safe, strong, growing, and now almost 10 years old. A decade ago, we opened for business at 4th and St. Joe with a staff of five. Now we have three banking locations, over 40 employees, and have grown to become the largest community bank in Hastings.
Since our opening, we have listened to you and responded by providing high-quality customer service, attractive rate, new banking technology, and supporting many community organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to our second decade. Member FDIC.
Buy three Cooper tires and get the fourth tire free at CPI Mr. Tire. Buy three Cooper CS4s, size 225, 60R16, and get the fourth tire free. Get the Cooper Discoverer ATR, size LT, 265, 75R, 16E. Buy three, get the fourth tire free. The Cooper tires are priced to roll at CPI Mr. Tire. CPI Mr. Tire, serving all of South Central Nebraska.
CPI 1230 KHAS.
It was a short timeout. They throw a touchdown pass, an 18-yard touchdown pass from Riley Gross to Christian Victor, and now Bergen is going for a two-point conversion. Gross is going to throw the ball to Slicer, grabs it at the three, he's into the end zone for a two-point conversion. Just like that, bam, Jimmy, 1:52 to play in the ball game. It's 17-14 Hawks.
If you're a Hawk fan, you're pulling your hair out. St. Cecilia with an 11-point lead with just less than a minute ago, And then Riley Gross leads his team all the way downfield. Matt Slyster making some big, big plays. And then the touchdown play was just a simple slant pattern from Christian Victor. He was lined up in the slot on the right side of the field. He ran to the middle of the end zone, and they picked on Phil Hamburger because he come back into the ball game. He is not 100%. He has got a bad leg. I don't know whether it's an ankle or a knee, but he is gimpy out there at best, and they went right at Hamburger. And they score a touchdown, get the two-point conversion, and we now have a ball game. 1:52 left to go. It's a three-point ball game.
We'll take a break. St. Cecilia 17, Bergen 14.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336. Or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hi, everybody in the big house here knows what's coming up. 1 minute, 52 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. St. Cecilia 17, Bergen 14. Anderson will tee up the pick at the 40-yard line. The hands team out there for St. Cecilia. Here comes the onside kick. It bounces along the ground. Cody Jackson covers the ball for St. Cecilia at the 48-yard line. They had all the guys with the nice hands up there in that front line. Cody Jackson, the sure-handed Cody Jackson on the bounce, grabs the ball for St. Cecilia in the onside kick. Hawks will have it on their own 49-yard line with a minute and 51 seconds to play in this contest.
Tell you what, there's not a person in the building sitting down right now, both sides standing up, cheering on their teams. This has been a whale of a ball game, and the Hawks come up with the onside kick, just a buck 51 away from a state championship. Phil Hamburger will stay in there at starting quarterback.
Hamburger up under center, just hands the ball away to Jackson across the 50 to the 45, Jackson to the 40, Jackson down to the 38. Cody Jackson over 100 yards here this afternoon, finally brought down into play by Tanner Anderson.
Yeah, and a good job off left tackle. Joe Wallmeyer in there makes a nice block to get Cody Jackson downfield. He picked up nearly 15 yards on that gain, and wisely enough, Cody Jackson could have taken the football out of bounds. He wisely just stays in around the numbers, goes right down to the turf. They'll spot it at the 37. Bergen with two timeouts left, the Hawks with two as well. The ball is at the 37-yard line of Bergen.
So it's first down, 10 yards to go for St. Cecilia, down to 126, 125. St. Cecilia working with it now. Hamburger waiting on the snap. He's got it. Hands the ball away again to Jackson. Powers his way across the 35-yard line and then ridden back here to the 38. So Jackson picks up a couple of yards on the play. Tackle is made in there by number 22, Connor Hanavy. And now we got a timeout from Bergen. A minute and 14 seconds to play in the ball game. We'll take a break. Hastings St. Cecilia 17, Bergen 14.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Baldwin Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Baldwin, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Baldwin Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
Thanksgiving, that wonderful time of year when family and friends gather for feasting, fun, and giving thanks. This year, let Bob Sass Flowers help you enjoy the memories with a beautiful fall centerpiece, a fresh autumn arrangement, or a permanent fall centerpiece accented with decorative candles. And shop the oohs and ahs level for even more Thanksgiving and holiday gift ideas. Say it with flowers at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd in Hastings. And happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Bob Sass Flowers.
1230 KHAS.
St. Cecilia in second down and seven. Again, hands the ball away to Cody Jackson. He angles out to the left side, brings it to the 33, where Bergen again will call a timeout. Bergen uses another timeout. We'll take another break. 107 to play now in the fourth quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 17, Bergen 14.
At Big G Ace, get a first down with your paint project by using Ace Essence Paint for just $15.99 a gallon. It's easy on the budget and used by those who prefer to match colors to their own project. It's available in flat, satin, and semi-gloss sheens. Let the folks at Big G Ace help you score a touchdown with your painting project. Big G Ace Hastings, where you get in, get help, get out, and get on with your life.
Quality products, great people, and helpful advice. Big G Ace.
Part of our community, part of your life. Hastings State Bank. Hastings State Bank works for growth and prosperity for the common interest, our community. Hastings State Bank offers a full array of banking services for today's busy lifestyle. Come to the nearest Hastings State Bank location and see what they can do for you. Hastings State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Hastings State Bank, Hastings, Roseland, Fairfield, and Lincoln, and at hastingsstatebank.com, proudly supporting local and area academics and athletics.
1230 KHAS.
Third down, 6 yards to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at the Bergen 33-yard line, leading by 3 points late in the contest, 17-14. Pitch play, Jackson has got it. Jackson looking to get outside, 35 to the 30, down to the 29-yard line. He's going to be short of a first down, but wisely enough, Jimmy, stays in bounds on the pitch play to the wide side.
Yeah, exactly. Groppel out in front of Jackson there, leading him along, picked up a nice block, was not able to get enough yardage to get to the sticks, but he exactly fell down right at the numbers, keeping the clock running. Bergen is exhausted on their timeouts, and the clock continues to run here at 40 seconds. St. Cecilia just huddled up over here, and they are in no hurry whatsoever.
Yeah, it's fourth down and about a yard to go from the 30-yard line, and St. Cecilia is letting the clock kick run down here. Hamburger is now with the referee over here at the 30-yard line. He's going to call the timeout right now with 24 seconds to play. So 24 seconds to play. Hastings St. Cecilia will be looking at fourth down and a yard to go. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 17, Bergen 14.
Some days we just have to deal with pests and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
It's that time of year already. The holidays fast approaching and everyone down in the wallet and looking for practical gifts. Who wouldn't love food this Christmas? At Custom Pack, we have not only the items for your holiday feast, hams, turkeys, prime rib, seafood, but Custom Pack has many items that make great gifts for neighbors, friends, and family. Steaks, seasonings, pies, and gift cards make a great gift all year long. So make your list and check it twice and come to Custom Pack in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Fourth down and a yard for St. Cecilia from the 30-yard line. Hamburger up under center, turns, pitches the ball back. Jackson looking to get outside. He is hit and down he goes at the 35-yard line. Bergen gets him. That's Tanner Anderson coming back to throw him for a loss of 4 yards. And now 18 seconds to play. Bergen, Jimmy, will have a chance. We'll have a chance here.
This has been a football game, Mike, that you just kind of sometimes laugh and shake your head. Bergen has been able to come up with some big, big plays. They have had untimely turnovers that have cost them very dearly in this ball game. But again, a fourth down and short. They hold St. Cecilia. 19 seconds left to go, and they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the state in Riley Gross leading the troops. They'll have three wide receivers left, one to the right side. No backs. The backfield is empty for Riley Gross.
First down and 10 from the 35-yard line, and now they jump outside. Schleister, your wide receiver to the near side, jumped again by at least two counts. He was already at the 40-yard line when the penalty flag came out.
Yeah, just, again, just mistakes by Bergen all afternoon. Here comes the legal procedure by Bergen, but they have come at some very untimely situations for Bergen here in this ball game. Wow, this is an electric atmosphere. A good crowd on hand from Fremont, a great crowd from Hastings. Even if they're not in blue or gold or green, they're standing on their feet. This has been a great ball game.
The target would be about the 23-yard line, Jimmy, for a potential tying field goal. Their field goal kicker has hit one from 40 yards this year. They are now on their own, 30-yard line. Here's a Gross. He wants to throw the football, winds up. He throws the ball down deep, and it's going to be nearly intercepted. Hamburger was down there, nearly picks off the ball. The intended receiver down here was Boggs, number four, or rather Victor, number four, Christian Victor.
Victor back deep as the quarterback, Gross, wound up and threw that one deep downfield. There was three St. Cecilia defensive backs back there, and Phil Hamburger, as we have mentioned, he is not at 100%. He makes a leap and stab at it to try to pick the ball off. The game would have been over, but they run 7 seconds off the clock, so now we're down to 12 12 seconds left to go here in the C2 state championship ballgame.
Here's another pass they're going to throw, and it's going to be caught, but they're going to keep it in bounce here at the 26-yard line. A loss of 4 yards in the play. They get it out here to number 4, Christian Victor. We're down to no time left on the clock, and that's the ball game. They run an inside pass play to Christian Victor. They had no timeouts left. That was a loss of 4 yards of the play. A surprising pass play thrown there. Time runs out before they get another play away, and Hastings St. Cecilia wins the Class C2 state championship.
And I don't know whether head coach Ron Beacom sent a play in or whether that was just his quarterback, Riley Gross, electing to go across the middle, but he is a senior. He is a veteran leader out there. You've got to be smarter than that because you have no timeouts left. You're at 12 seconds, and Wallmeyer makes a big, big stick on the receiver and brings him down. That is ball game, and the Hawks back-to-back state champions.
With 12 seconds left, they ran 7 seconds off the clock. The first time I thought that maybe Bergen would have at least two more cracks at throwing a long pass. Instead, he just kind of swinging out there, and Christian Victor was caught in the field of play. They had no timeouts left, and they don't have another chance to run another play as the clock reaches zero in the end zone, and that's the ball game. The Hawks win it surprisingly here late in the ball game by a score of 17-14.
And again, we are left scratching and shaking our heads. This is the way it's been all ball game long. There's been some things that have developed in this game that just leave you to wonder what in the world happened. This is a team that we have not seen all year long in St. Cecilia. They were unable to really rush the football against the Bergen Knights in the first half. They were able to put up some yardage here in the second half, but again, some strange calls, and you would have thought that Bergen would at least try to get half the distance that they needed to get down to at least get set up for a game-tying field goal, but they elect to go across the middle. What a strange circumstance as both teams shake hands at midfield. And the Hawks win the C2 state championship in electrifying fashion.
Get the chains out. We got to hold Gino in the press box here.
Oh, he's a mess.
All right. The ball game is over. We still got plenty more to come here from Memorial Stadium. Hastings St. Cecilia wins their second straight state championship in football. They have won 26 games in a row. Back-to-back 13-0 seasons. The Hawks win it here this afternoon at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The final score, Hastings St. Cecilia 17, Archbishop Bergen 14, you're listening to High School Football.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Need relief from low temperatures and high prices? Just call your Lennox dealer, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning, at 402-463-6061 and receive up to a $1,200 rebate when you purchase a Lennox heating and cooling system. Act now to get a rebate and take advantage of tax credits while they last. Call Precision Heating and Air Conditioning today at 402-463-6061. Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses. See your participating Lennox dealer for details. Lennox, innovation never felt so good.
Professional service, financial strength, and stability. Just three ways to describe Ellerbrock Norris Insurance. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance works for you, providing the right coverage for you and your family. For all your home, life, auto, and business insurance needs, turn to Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, serving you for more than 100 years. That's stability. Ellerbrock Norris Insurance, 2203 Osborne Drive West, Hastings, with locations in Hastings, Kearney, and Omaha. Call 402-463-2461 for an insurance proposal today.
There's a world of difference between a and a. There's also a difference between and. The difference is Doug and the pros at Snow's Car Clinic. They do complete automotive repair and service domestic and import. Plus, Snow's Car Clinic is a Napa Auto Care Center, installing quality Napa parts. Snow's Car Clinic stands behind their work. They guarantee it. For over 20 years, they've been the difference. Snow's Car Clinic, 836 South Burlington in Hastings, and on the web at snowscarclinic.com.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and the delightful Gene Shaw back here at the Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The Class C2 State High School Football Championship in the books. AC St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon over Archbishop Bergen. A final score of 17-14. St. Cecilia completes their second straight 13-0 season. Bergen will fall to 12 wins and one loss in a whale of a football game played here this morning and this afternoon here in Lincoln.
Well, I tell you what, for Carl Tesmer and his troops, so what an outstanding season. Hats go off to them and preparing and working all the way through two-a-days and getting them here to Lincoln. But they didn't need to leave us on the edge of our seats as they did last week in North Platte. They were able to come away with a 21-14 victory and then to come into Memorial Stadium for the first game on game two or day two at 10:15, kind of a strange time for a football game, but the Hawks prevail in kind of a weird game as we'll look at some numbers here after a bit, but kind of a strange scenario for St. Cecilia, but a very emotional sidelines down there as Carl Tesmer here moments ago was in the middle of his troops, and you could see him wiping tears away. A very, very special moment for Carl Tesmer.
Now you've got to wonder, was that the last game for Coach Tesmer? He's given no indication yet, but a lot of rumors circulating around, and we'll find out what happens here in the months ahead. He's been around a long, long time. I was with him even before he came down to St. Cecilia. I was with him during his time at Grand Island Central Catholic. So him and I have spent a lot of football falls together, and you just got to kind of wonder. You get that little feeling here that that's may possibly have been the last game.
Well, that rumor has circulated a lot of years after he wins some state championships and stuff, and I was even involved with Carl Tesmer, ironically enough. When he coached Grand Island Central Catholic, he had the number two rated team in the state in Class B. They came to the old house in Superior. Yeah, they beat us up pretty bad, but yeah, Carl was the head coach for the Crusaders when they came to Superior, so he has been around a long time, but again, they keep thinking that once he wins the state championship, maybe this will be it. Work around some people in Grand Island where he lives, and you hear a lot of rumors. But again, they huddled at midfield, a very emotional talk that he gave his players, and he was wiping tears from his eyes. But a great job as they get ready to receive their gold medals yet again, back-to-back state champs in C1 last year, and they dropped a C1, C2 this year, and they come away with the state championship.
So St. Cecilia Blue Hawks win it by a score of 17-14 here this afternoon. Well, given the scoring of the ball game, St. Cecilia got a blocked punt early. In fact, it was on the first possession for Archbishop Bergen. They blocked the punt, got good field position, but had to settle for a 35-yard field goal from Kissinger. Matt Kissinger got it through the pipe, so that gave St. Cecilia a 3-0 advantage. It was Bergen coming back in their next series, going 9 plays, 63 yards, getting a 20-yard touchdown pass from Raleigh Gross to Connor Hottaby. The point after touchdown was blocked. That made the score 6-3. In favor of Bergen. In the second quarter, St. Cecilia got a 56-yard pass from Hamburger to Matt Kissinger, set him up in good position. A couple of plays later, a 2-yard touchdown run from Phil Hamburger. The point after touchdown was no good. 9-6 was the score with 8 minutes and 15 seconds to play in the second quarter. That's the way the first half ended. And then in the fourth quarter of play, the third quarter was scoreless. In the fourth quarter, St. Cecilia gets a 2-yard touchdown run from Hamburger and a 2-point conversion to make it 17-6. It looked as if the Hawks had it in the bag, but Bergen comes back. They take the ball right downfield. They get an 18-yard touchdown pass from Riley Gross to Christian Victor. They go for two. They get the 2-point conversion to make it 17-14. They go for an onside kick. St. Cecilia recovers, but then had to punt the football away. Actually, they didn't make it on downs late in the ball game as the quarterback Hamburger was sacked. Bergen had one more chance at the ball, and time expires before they get to their third playoff, and St. Cecilia wraps her up with a 17-14 win over Archbishop Bergen here this afternoon. We'll come back and check the final numbers in the ball game right after this timeout.
Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings tips its sports cap to the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches. Have successful and healthy seasons. Bill Hamburger Remodeling does residential and commercial construction, remodeling and additions, concrete work, drywall, siding, roofing, carpentry, painting, and snow removal. Bill Hamburger Remodeling is insured and a member of the Better Business Bureau. Call Bill at 402-469-8551 or 463-0480. Bill Hamburger Remodeling and Hastings always supports Hastings and area athletes.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader, Real Estate Group of Hastings, number one in home sales again.
The women and men at Real Estate Group have 175 years of combined experience. Specialties include new construction, residential, commercial, farm, relocations, and expert assistance and guidance for first-time home buyers. The Real Estate Group of Hastings in the Crozier Park Professional Center on East 14th Street. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at realestategroupofhastings.com.
If you have a fall, winter, or even a spring painting project coming up, call Dykus Painting in Hastings, 463-7726. Dykus Painting does indoor and outdoor painting, residential, commercial, industrial, custom spraying, and wood finishing. Dykus Painting delivers prompt, courteous, and professional service. Dykus Painting's been doing it the right way since 1980. Call Mike at Dykus Painting, 463-7726. Dykus Painting congratulates the St. Cecilia Hastings High and Adams Central teams and athletes on great football seasons.
1230 KHAS.
So the two teams receiving their medals, Archbishop Bergen has just received the runner-up trophy for the third time in their school history. They were also runner-up in Class C1 in 1990. They were the runner-up in Class C2 in 2008, and they are the runner-up again here in 2010 as they fall to Hastings St. Cecilia in the state championship ball game. For the Blue Hawks, this will be championship number three. They won the state title back in 2000 in Class C1, of course winning the title last year in C1, and now they add a C2 championship trophy to their trophy case there at Hastings St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks also a runner-up in 1983 in Class C2 and also in 1995 in Class C2. So these state championship ball games are very familiar to the folks around Hastings St. Cecilia. We'll give you the final numbers here in the ball game this afternoon. Archbishop Bergen had 18 first downs in the ball game today. Hastings St. Cecilia had 12. Hastings St. Cecilia ran the ball for 193 yards in the ball game tonight, 49 carries. Bergen had 23 carries and 40 yards. Bergen did the damage through the air, though, as their quarterback, Riley Gross, completed 24 out of 33 passes for 257 yards and two interceptions. Phil Hamburger, 2 out of 8 throwing the ball today for 63 yards. So St. Cecilia ran 57 offensive plays today for 256 yards. Bergen ran 56 offensive plays for 297 yards. St. Cecilia fumbled the ball four times today. They lost only one of those. Bergen fumbled the ball twice and turned the ball over twice. They also had the two interceptions, so Bergen turns the ball over four times in the football game this afternoon. Bergen was also penalized seven times for 52 yards. St. Cecilia had two penalties for 11. St. Cecilia punted four times today for an average of 34 yards. Bergen punted four times, an average of 30.8. Time of possession pretty well evened up. Bergen had a big lead at halftime, but time of possession in the second half grossly in favor of St. Cecilia. The Blue Hawks ended up holding the ball for 23 minutes and 57 seconds. Bergen at 24-03. St. Cecilia 2 out of 12 on third down conversions. Bergen was 5 out of 10. St. Cecilia 1 out of 4 on fourth down conversions. Bergen was 1 out of 1. Cody Jackson ended up rushing for 117 yards in the football game today. 21 carries, 117 yards, no touchdowns. Phil Hamburger, 12 carries, 34 yards, and two touchdowns. Joel Groffel had 5 carries, 20 yards. Jace Jackson, 3 carries and 12 yards. Bryce Faber carried the ball one time for 8. Devin Ellie, 4 carries for 4 yards. Matt Kissinger, 2 carries for 2. Matt Kissinger had 2 receptions today for 63 yards in the ball game for the St. Cecilia offense. Meanwhile, for Archbishop Bergen, Christian Victor had 6 carries and 28 yards. Josh Boggs, 4 carries for 9. Riley Gross had 3 carries for 13 yards in the ball game today. Matt Schleister was the leading receiver for Archbishop Bergen, 12 receptions and 122 yards in the football game here this afternoon. But all said and done, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here 17-14 over Archbishop Bergen this afternoon.
Well, as they get ready for the renovation project at Duncan Field, they're going to have to put another stencil job on the press box. Maybe we can get them to add a new one at some time through the renovation process and maybe add another year up there. It'll be 2000 as the 2010 as the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks win. But again, hats off to Fremont Bergen. As Coach Tesmer always talks about, you're here for a reason, and Fremont Bergen, a very good team. They play a lot of them Northeast area football teams. Very good. Their quarterback coming into the ball game, Riley Gross, had 25-89. Unofficially, actually, well, they are official now that the stats have been handed to us. He finishes the year with 2,846 yards, 27 touchdowns on the season. Just an outstanding job there by the senior quarterback. On the side of St. Cecilia, Cody Jackson, the big guy all year long, he ends the season with 1,363 yards, 24 touchdowns for St. Cecilia. Just an outstanding performance as St. Cecilia now goes across the podium and gets their gold medals. But what an outstanding job by St. Cecilia again for another year. They lose a lot last year to that senior class, but, boy, they did a great job bringing around the troops this year. And another state championship in the books for Carl Tesmer.
Yeah, Carl is now individually giving first place gold medallions to the entire football squad as they make their way, like Jimmy mentioned, across the little riser across the stage here at on the sidelines at Memorial Stadium. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school football continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play of tonight's game has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the player of the game and the coach's postgame show on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Safe, sound, and secure. These three words are increasingly important in today's financial world. If you want a better way to keep your valued items safe, sound, and secure, consider obtaining a safe deposit box at Five Points Bank of Hastings.
Our safe deposit boxes come in a variety of sizes and are conveniently located on the main floor of our Osborne Drive branch. Helping you be safe, sound, and secure is just one more way that Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Member FDIC.
St. Cecilia High School is a private Catholic college preparatory school for grades 9 through 12, focusing on the student in a professional learning community, striving to provide a challenging academic experience while developing the whole student spiritually and socially. St. Cecilia students have contributed thousands of hours of community service to Hastings and the area. Students can participate in 12 sports programs, plus many other school activities, including academic decathlon and Teens for Life. Call Hastings Catholic Schools at 462-2105 and at stchastings.org.
This is the player of the game, brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your Rheem dealer. Relax, it's Rheem.
Mike Will, Jim Purcell back here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln as Hastings St. Cecilia wins the Class C2 State High School Football Championship as the Hawks continue to receive their medals down here right below us. And we're just now about ready to get to Zach Stirrup right now. So we're down to number 74. In fact, the big guy right now is just stepping to the podium. He gets his gold medal from head coach Carl Tesmer. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. We're going to name an offensive player and a defensive player of the game, and we will do that right after this.
Relax. It's Rheem. If you're looking for the most economical, energy-efficient way to heat and cool your home, you can relax with the Rheem heat pump. Rheem heat pumps keep your home as comfortable as ordinary cooling and heating systems, but cost less to operate, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem heat pumps at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street, Hastings. Call 462-9190.
Our defensive player of the game today for Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be Joel Groffel, one of the linebackers for the Blue Hawks. He was the leading tackler in the football game here this afternoon. Joel Groffel, a 175-pound sophomore. So there's one of the key cogs in the wheel for next year. St. Cecilia is going to continue this streak. Joel Groffel had 9 tackles in the football game here this afternoon and recovered a fumble. So Joel Groffel will be our defensive player of the game for Hastings St. Cecilia. And for the offense, we'll go with the leading ball carrier in Cody Jackson. 21 carries, 117 yards in the football game here this afternoon for Cody. He averaged 5.6 yards per carry as Hastings St. Cecilia is just now. You can hear the roar of the crowd below us. Has just received their state championship trophy for Class C2 in high school football. So Cody Jackson, our offensive player of the game. Joel Groffel will win the defensive honors as St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon over Archbishop Bergen by the score of 17-14. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to High School Football.
The player of the game has been brought to you by South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Rheem dealer. Give them a call at 462-9190.
That's 462-9190. Stay tuned. Our high school football coverage continues with the Coach's Postgame Show up next on Hastings Link to Local Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Rausch Commercial Builders specializes in commercial construction and remodeling, also doing industrial work, cement and carpentry, plus additions. Rausch Commercial Builders' work ethic, excellent finished product, and professional reputation have spread through Hastings, South Central Nebraska, and into neighboring states. Call Steve at 402-463-8886. Rausch Commercial Builders, 322 West South Street in Hastings, a proud supporter of local and area teams and the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Livingston Butler Baldwin's Funeral Home and Cremation.
When it comes to funerals and making pre-arrangements, Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home is the right choice in Hastings. Now, with over a century of service, every possible funeral choice, including on-site cremation, they are a friend to turn to when your need is greatest. By pre-arranging that funeral today with Butler Vaughan, it means your family will have more time to grieve and heal without all the last-minute decisions. Pre-arrange with Livingston Butler Vaughan Funeral Home and Cremation Center today.
This is the Coach's Postgame Show, presented by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings.
Again, Hastings St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon over Archbishop Bergen. Final score of 17-14. Normally, after our high school broadcast, we have the honor of talking to the high school football coaches, but naturally with the celebrations and where we are on the field here this afternoon, that's going to be impossible here today as the team now taking their team picture, their championship trophy down here right on the big red N in the center of the field, Jimmy, at Memorial Stadium.
Yeah, I don't know what's so difficult about it. We're only six stories in the air, and I'll have to be trying to pursue contact later on with Randy Aarons to find out why he didn't try to get up here because I've seen in those team photos not present.
Oh, you want to be listening
well,
to not present.
He's all right. They're down there taking their pictures. But, again, just a great hats off to St. Cecilia High School, again, winning another state championship as they get to go. And, boy, I tell you what, I talked to the man behind the basketball scene here several weeks ago, and I said, Coach, that'd be Coach Asher. I said, the boys are on a roll again. And he goes, yeah. He said, you just hope you get them through the season without many injuries. Well, this just in, Coach. I'm sure you're probably here and not listening to us, but you've got a Phil Hamburger who is going to be a big part of your basketball team. He is definitely beat up with a shoulder and looked like an ankle injury here today. Matt Kissinger, a little bit shaken up. So you've got some guys that got some bumps and bruises that are going to need to see the training room before they start dribbling the ball.
That's coming up in a couple of weeks. I think they open the first weekend of December. So high school football, high school basketball just around the corner. But St. Cecilia wins it here this afternoon. And we'll take one final break. We'll come back right after this.
You're invited to the plumbing showroom at Cully Pipe and Steel Supply in Hastings to see the 3,000-square-foot showroom. The plumbing showroom includes a full line of kitchen and bath products, featuring products by Moen, Crane, Swanstone, quality kitchen and bath cabinets, Acroline air pools, and many more plumbing products. If you're building a new home or remodeling, the plumbing showroom has the professional people that can help you create the look you want. It's the plumbing showroom, 500 West South Street in Hastings, a division of Cully Pipe and Steel Supply Incorporated.
Well, St. Cecilia now taking their team picture out of the center of the field, not holding up number one, Jimmy, holding up two. For back-to-back state championships. They won it last year in C1. They won it this year in Class C2, and all looks of things, it'll be a C2 competition again next year.
Well, again, we look at enrollment plays the big part of that deal. St. Cecilia with 123 enrollment, by the way. Fremont Bergen with 101 in their enrollment, but again, probably in the C2 ranks. We talk about a lot of big guys that will be graduating and being not a part of this team. St. Cecilia will definitely, of course, we said this last year, with Dalton Seeley being one of the big fixtures of that team going away due to graduation. There will be a lot of very valuable players that Carl Tesmer will lose. That, again, that guy's name there will be a big focus on the offseason to see what happens with him. But, again, St. Cecilia will have a lot of holes to fill in this football team and their key skill players.
So that'll wrap up the 2010 high school football season. Folks on 1230 KHIS today, we've got more sports activity coming up. We'll load up the bus and head back to Hastings. We'll have Hastings College basketball tonight as the Broncos take on Nebraska Wesleyan at Lynn Farrell Arena. I will have that call for you from Hastings College airtime at 5:45 this afternoon. It'll be a 6 o'clock tip-off for the women's game, 8 o'clock for the guys. We'll have that coverage on 1230 KHIS. On the ESPN Superstations, 1550 KICS, and 1460 KXPN. You'll get the other two ball games coming up here at Memorial Stadium. Next game, Pierce against Norfolk Catholic at 2:45 in the C1 final. Class B final tonight at 7:15 will pit Elkhorn up against Crete. Those two games will be on 1550 KICS and on 1460 KXPN in Kearney. So again, 17-14, the final score here is Hastings St. Cecilia wins it over Archbishop Brigham. Jimmy, thanks for all the help. Again, as another, what is that, the 11th season, 12th season, comes to a screeching halt for us.
I don't know. We've been together longer than my marriage is. I know that we talked about that in the beginning of the season, but again, it's been a lot of fun. Coming along, we've been together a lot of years. It's fun going to the college games for Hastings College. It's fun covering all three high school teams. The coaches are great to work with, and it's just an honor to do games with you. You are a great play-by-play guy, one of the best in the state, and it's been an honor all year, and glad to come along. Hopefully I can do her again next year. We'll look for that contract signing.
Oh, yeah, it always happens.
Yeah, during the middle of the summer at one of the our famous, yeah, the Blue Hill 4th of July.
Yeah, usually
golf tournament.
That's
right.
When you sign your contract, yeah, about the July 4th. So.
Exactly. So we'll look at that.
We'll meet up with you then.
Thanks again, bud.
All right. That'll do it for Memorial Stadium in Lincoln here this afternoon as Hastings St. Cecilia wins their second straight state championship. Last year in C1, this year in C2. Hawks win it today over Archbishop Bergen. Final score of 17-14. For Gene Shaw, for Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good afternoon from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln.
The Coach's Post Game Show has been brought to you by Cully Pipe and Steel Supply of Hastings. High school football has been a sports presentation of Platte River Radio.